Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I know I went a little overboard with the songs tonight, but you know what? I'm firing back at this so-called lovely fan base, but they are not really lovely. They are, they are city, and you know, there's this You know, people, we need to be fucking positive. That's what's wrong with us. You know, we need to stay off DD because DD is full of shit. And, you know, the ABC soaps and dead guy, all he fucking wants to do is cause problems between Lazon and Zaytam. I mean, when Steve tweeted that, I felt like I was getting a fucking Christmas present. So, I'm going to bring on Allie and Terry. I'm going to bring on Terry first.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
Okay, I know I'm all blah-blah on the song.
Holy jeez.
But I was
just... the song.
Okay, I was just... Yeah, you know,
yeah,
I just...
No, I'm like, really, first, there was such really good news yesterday. And then...
Yep.
All of a sudden, you call me and say...
I'm gonna bring Allie on, too. Hey, Al.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, I kind of went crazy over the song, but I got mad, and...
No,
you know?
I will have a song on mine tomorrow, so...
Yeah, everyone remember...
Amazing.
Yeah, remember the Rand Room tomorrow night at 8 o'clock around this time?
No, it's going to be 11 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah, and that's why I said 11 o'clock here. I mean,
yeah.
8 o'clock here, yeah. You guys, we have some guests in the room. You know what, guests?
Hello,
why
guests.
You know, hey, guests, if you want to sign in and sign out and show your face, and if you're a Zaytam fan, come on. Come on, okay?
We
come
welcome you.
Yourself. Yeah, we totally welcome you. Let's see. Okay, so, yeah, we will not bite. Yeah, we won't. So, Tia, what were you going to finish saying?
I don't know. I forgot.
Something
about how, you know, first, you gave me this good news yesterday. It was like opening a Christmas present you've wanted for all your life or whatever. And then you tell me about, you know, this kid guy or whatever, Richard or whatever.
Sully is on the phone line, too. Hi, Sully.
Okay.
Hey,
hello, girls. Hello.
Hello?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on, Sully.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, yeah, we are just talking about, like, the good news and then getting crapped on today because, I'm sorry, you know, let Terry finish what...
I don't even remember. I wouldn't, you know, I get this bad news about how there's a baby coming, and I'm thinking now there's supposedly a class, and there's like a child. Now they're saying Jake's going to be injured or something, and I'm like thinking, so they're going to throw Jake under the bus to put that couple a baby. If that were to happen, there would be so many people so disgusted with this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would lose the viewers that they have now, what little ones they have now. To get rid of Jake,
mm-hmm.
it'll make it okay for them to have a baby. I don't think so. They'll still look like the bad, you know, that'll still make them look bad. And the writers and everybody, you know. I mean, come on. You can't, they've thrown everybody under the bus. They throw Liz and Jason under the bus right now. They've thrown whoever under the bus just to have Jason and Sam together. And
you know what?
If there is, because the last time a child died with some kind of an accident was BJ.
Bridget, you're on Mayo too.
They can
hey,
compare
Bridget.
To writing like that.
Hello,
like,
girl.
It, you know?
Excuse me, can I ask something? Is you know, because I haven't been online or really watched anything because my sister's been moving in and we've been helping her. When I get online today, then I'm seeing that Sam is going to have a baby. And
Sam and I having a baby.
Are they going to be
no.
off Jake or something? Or what is
no, no. Us? You know what? This all started silly yesterday because Steve and Becky are sailing scenes again. Steve tweeted about himself. And then some dumbass Zaytam fan said, you know, oh, will Zaytam have a baby? And he's like, I don't know about that. And then, you know, the stupid ABC Soap and Depp guy went over on DD. What?
He took too much into it.
Yep, he did. Okay, you can, you know, finish
all
my
right.
thought.
Okay, so I listened to JCM Radio, I think, last night, and this is what they are saying. First of all, Steve definitely knows how to play us liaison fans, and he's only doing that to get us riled up so that we can watch the show again.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, that we jump to conclusions every time we hear a little thing about him and Becky working together, and that we are delusional and jump to immediately that Elizabeth and Jason are getting back together. Now, nobody said that Elizabeth and Jason was getting back together on here. We said that they was going to be working together again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
and that
everything
later
else.
On, they would probably end up being on there. And they basically was saying how one of the ones who is very rude, I'm telling you what, they don't know how to talk at all.
Oh, my God.
She was saying that she can spot a fake JCM fan from a mile away by just looking at them. And that if they proclaim to love JCM too much, then that is a very big red sign that, you know,
and
they're not
they
JCM
don't do that
fans.
On the show? I mean,
they do
oh,
that
thank
on the
you.
Show.
They do it on their show. We heard it last
yeah.
week how freaking
yeah.
right they are.
Oh, gosh.
So
is
that's
my,
how it's going.
Okay, so is my understanding that the show is really in the toilet now? Is it what it all says?
They're saying that we're delusional. We are coming up with these ratings, and that the ratings have been the best that they've ever been.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
and we're delusional,
God.
And we are delusional that the ratings are going to go up if Jason and Elizabeth are together on screen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
We never claim to say that Jason and Liz by themselves will make the ratings go up. All we're saying is that they
no.
can help with the ratings. You know what I mean? We never said that the one couple is going to help with the ratings alone. You know, it might help
exactly.
a little bit. You know, oh, my gosh. Well, what has their couple done lately for the ratings? Nothing.
Shit.
Their couple
well,
done made the ratings so much
yeah,
worse than
I tried to point
happened.
That out to them, and I got kicked out. So.
I know.
I think they all need to be shipped off to Shady Brook.
Okay.
They
and,
are loud.
And, yeah. Oh, by the way, Stalky in the room, they go, they always throw Steve under the bus when he does something wrong, but they don't say shit about Kelly.
That's right.
You know,
they
that
was,
is so fucking true. Yeah.
They was taking it a lot out on Steve
last
night.
Really
they
was. Pissed off
yes.
when Kelly's not on for the whole month of frickin' December, the
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know.
We
either.
Can suck on that. Literally.
But,
yeah, I mean, come on.
It's war
I know.
Now. They last week they done started shit. They're in for it now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what
that's
I went. I was saying on my show. I was like,
a dirty email telling her that was uncalled for. Talking shit about my livelihood like they know shit, and I will tell them. I will complain to the. Blog
you know what? There's a point where you argue about your favorite couple and your shows, but it draws the line when you attack people. You know that's
right.
That's what happened
yeah.
to me on YouTube. I got
right.
attacked on YouTube, and
that
I was
is,
like,
that
wait
is
a minute.
Bullying, no matter how old you are, that's bullying and that's bullshit. They
yeah.
do not serve a radio show if they have to act like that.
Yeah.
And I don't if these guests are JSAM fans, you can tell your little buddies. I don't get it. Really
yeah,
frustrated.
You can go.
And
I'm surprised.
And
I'm surprised. She doesn't even know how to be a host of her show. You know, it's a free. It's a free. You know, it's not like it's like it's a free country. We're able to speak what we want. You know, and it's not like you went in there and you totally bashed people. You know, I think. Didn't she DM you privately or something, or she emailed you or something, or saying you need to control your people on the show or something? Didn't that happen, or no?
Sort of, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
That was sort of what happened. But I'm telling you what, though, they went and they definitely, I think that I've had some of them listening to the rant room, and I think that's what's going on. They're getting pissed off at me not here. Because if you think we're bashing JSAM now, you should check out the rant. The rant room.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We do worse. But it really, really ticks me off about these JSAM fans. And you know what? The gloves are off. I am not going to play nice no more. They go and they email me your shit and start shit. Watch out, buddy. That's all I can say. I will have the wrath of God come down on them.
Well, yeah, and I want to say about the rant room, you guys, besides myself, is the funniest. Greatest time. I mean,
yeah.
I love Late Zone Radio. I love Late Zone Radio and Great Radio. But with the real one, I feel like I'm coming home. It's like you can put your feet up, basically say what you want, like on the show, and you're not in trouble for saying fuck every 5 minutes. So basically, Allie, so it's great, and you guys have to come on because I'm co-hosting it. Terry's going to be on there, and you know, you guys, the gloves are off, JSAM fan. You started this war, but we are going to finish it, and we are going to win, and you're not.
And I'm just telling you this right now, the rant room, anybody is welcome. I don't care. JSAM fans can come on and try and plead their case. I do not care. The one thing that I do care about is attacking our callers and our chat
yep.
room people personally. I am not going to have that on my show. You can go and try and defend your couple all you want, but whenever you start attacking people personally, that's whenever it's going to end.
Yeah, and you know what? These rumors, you guys, like I was telling someone today, these rumors came after we heard about Stephen Becky. You know, I mean, come on, we'll wait. And everyone's freaking out and everyone's scared about, nervous about the liaison. Wait a moment, you guys. We have it. We have the chemistry. I don't care if it's 30 seconds, time. We are not going to count the minutes that Steve and Becky are on screen. We don't do that. That's for the other couple to do.
You know what?
Right.
I feel like I'm in high school sometimes, and you're fighting with, like, you know.
I know.
The cheerleaders.
Yeah. The cheerleaders or something, and you're fighting for, I don't know, it's funny, you know. It's like
a lunch
sport.
Spot. That's what I feel like. I'm fighting for a lunch spot.
Oh, my God.
Popular kid.
Yeah,
like that movie. What was that movie called? Caught by Me Love with McDreamy on things.
Oh yeah,
He was like he could not go enter. He could not enter the popular kid side until the end. And at the end, he fought back. You know, it was funny. He finally fought back and got everybody to shake hands. Well, not everybody, but you know. Well, I've been reading. I went on RTN today, and I was reading some like the rumors or spoilers that are coming out of DD, and I so wanted to puke, almost when it said there that Jason and Sam are going to have a surprise or something, a really good surprise.
Oh my god!
And supposedly,
oh come on!
I like just one. I literally almost puked the
well,
food
you know
that I
what?
Just
ate.
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Yeah, but
go there. I'm totally done with the show. Seriously.
Okay.
I'm
you
totally
know what?
Done
they are
with
not
that.
Going there. You know, they are not going there. You know, I mean, you know, you're gonna have a couple that has a baby when half of the couple is not even on all of December. Come on, people. You know,
mm-hmm.
they did this. They knew what they were doing today. And you know what? I'm sorry. And if anyone likes Wizard from SID, I'm sorry. But to go and confirm it, like, you know, he probably got off DD and confirmed it.
I have a thing. I just read that guess who is coming back in February?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I
know
it's back for two episodes.
Oh, but you guys, but you can't, you guys think about this for a moment. I mean, coming back in time for the Oscars.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, so it's not like this great fucking story with him, for him. It's this, you know, it's not. I mean, it's about the Oscars and him hosting it. It's not, let's give him a great story. He's done great two times. Not, you know, I'm sorry. I've gotten to the point if I see things single on, like, the Tonight Show or whatever, I look at him and I'm like, get off the gates. Never come back. Never come back.
Oh, we have a new person, and I've never seen them in here.
I think it's one of our Twitter buddies. So
okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
So,
I was just wondering.
Excuse
me, ladies. Could I ask something, please?
Sure.
Go
yeah.
for it. Could someone tell me what statement Tyler Christopher made? Some negative statement about his displeasure with DH.
It was on
RPN2.
They posted
it
on RPN2.
Was out of the article. Oh,
it's
God.
On the spoiler section for yesterday.
Yeah. Oh,
they still
God. I'm trying to pull it
out,
but
said.
I can't. My computer's frozen now.
I'm not on the computer now. But could you just tell me
Let
what
me
was?
Let me pull it up and I'll read it to you, Shirley.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, crap! Fucking computer.
So yeah, I find this all funny because, you know, I don't know what magazine was, but to make they Sam a good couple of 2009 and 2010,
what?
That's laughable.
You know, and with any other soap opera, they would see the ratings right now, and they would be like, wait a minute, we got to do something about this.
You know?
I got it up if anybody's ready to listen.
Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, it says, honestly, they say is the best policy, and GH tries
I can't
to
hear you.
Get
close. Okay.
Tyler Christopher is certainly living by that motto. With 6 months left on his contract, he's laying all his cards on the table in an assertive attempt to honor his character's place in GH history. I'm keeping my options open for life after GH, he said candidly. My participation on GH has gradually decreased in the past couple of years, so therefore I have no choice but to look at other options.
Mm-hmm.
His words may sound fatalistic or absolute, but all hope is not lost. In fact, he's not saying anything now that he hasn't said directly to the powers that be, in hopes that something might change. Everybody gets it. Everybody understands. Now it's a waiting game to see if what's broken can be fixed. All I've said to them is that if there's another opportunity for me to go off and do something else, that's what I'll go off and do, TC says.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for my entire life. Acting is the only thing I know how to do. It's not like I can say thanks for the memories. I'm going to go off and be a banker now. I don't know how to do anything else. I have to stack my chips and say if I can go off somewhere else and make a decent living doing this, that's what I'll have to do.
Mm.
creatively, and the most actors will tell you this, if you're not being stimulated in your craft, you're going to go crazy. You can take the financial aspect right out of that. That's why Ronnie Marmo, that plays Ronnie, and I do theater. We don't make money off that. The plays that I put my own money into, I lose money every time. I know that's going, I know that going into it. But I do it because I enjoy it so much. At some point, I have to say to myself, what is the giving, what is this giving me financially versus what is it giving me creatively? And how much do those two things need each other for me and my family to survive? One thing TC is hoping for is just an explanation of why his presence on the show has diminished so drastically. I don't feel like I'm whining by any stretch of the imagination. Having served this show for the greater part of 12 years, I feel as if I deserve some explanation, he says. I understand there's a bigger picture here. We're trying to get ratings at a time when daytime is struggling. Therefore, I understand that there's an agenda to take the necessary steps to secure a future for GH.
And he also said something about...
That is eye-opening.
And he says it's unfortunate that the criteria on the plan to do that or the means to the end doesn't include his character or the cast and family. He says, what does it say here? He said
for
something
many,
about...
Years.
You have this family that has been around off and on for 30 years. If you want to count it up, the one thing that has been the mainstay of daytime television is history. I'm sad to see that history hasn't been there for the past few years, and the cast that I have been around since the early 80s, to be part of that is humbling. So...
You know what? I just get the feeling that Prospect Studios is not a very happy place these days. And I feel that everybody is just like Steve said, punching the clock. You know, only if maybe it's past 9 to 5 and they're just, you know, doing what they have to do and going home and staying, you know, and then being with their families because the job sucks. But right now it's putting food on the table. And I think fans are just going to have to realize and accept that. And I've been reading, you know, where fans, you know, they're you know, mad at the actors and whatnot. They have a job to do, you know. They have a job to do. And they might not even like their job, but they do it, you know, because that puts food on the table. And as far as GH, is, I don't know what's going to go down. Like I said, I don't watch it, so... But if they continue on this spiral, you know, fall, I don't know. I just don't see them finishing out 2011. I just don't. And I don't mean to sound negative. I don't mean to sound fatal. But it's because they obviously don't care about their fans. And you cannot, you know, think you are going to prosper and to go on and do great things if your fans are unhappy because they're leaving in droves. You know, the fans are leaving in droves. So, anyway, I didn't mean to just rant on. Maybe I should go to the room. But I just had to hear what Tyler said because it seemed like every actor up until now who has been on this show and has left the show has been very unhappy. You know, every single one.
The new one in the chat room, she went and she just put out a fact here. She said that GH has added more than 20 new characters since Jake's birth, which Jake's birth was like in 2003.
3 years ago.
2008.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
4 years
Almost
ago.
Almost 3 years ago.
You know what?
I don't think that any soap has ever done that before.
No, they haven't.
You're getting a lot of listeners, Carly.
I know.
We are blowing up with listeners.
Really? Oh my God.
Holy shit! Sorry, you guys. I just
Sorry, it just went in. It all just down. I mean, all of a sudden, real quick. That is weird.
There's only two on mine.
I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on mine here. Huh.
Well,
Okay.
Done.
You don't have to necessarily have them in chat, right? You have just the list of people that are listening. I don't get this.
Yeah.
Works. Okay.
15 times 3. That is...
Wow. Hi, listeners.
Like 45 people or something? That's under the listeners block?
That are listening right now? They're listening to the show now? Or yeah?
I
right?
don't know.
Okay. Well,
wow.
Are they listening to the archives? I don't get how Blog Talk works, so.
Well,
I don't know.
Either.
Hi, listeners, if you're listening, please call in.
Yeah, call
in.
You're welcome.
Please, yes, we're not going to bite.
Brother.
We're not going to chase anybody off. We're really nice in here. We might, we may seem kind of mean, but we're not, so.
Yeah. Join us on the rant room tomorrow night at 11 Eastern.
Yes.
And you know what?
I'm trying
Bone
to keep
Beautiful,
my show up.
Or even YNR, they use the people they have. I have. They might bring in people that they
right.
that was characters from a long time ago. Back
mm-hmm.
like Rick Hurst, he went
mm-hmm.
back to Bone the Beautiful as Whip. So I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And they might bring in characters that are for the actual storylines. They don't just throw people like James
mm-hmm.
Franco. They don't just like bring in somebody that doesn't need to be there, you know what I, so that
right.
I, and then they complain about their budgets and stuff, and then they hire these people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
See, they just don't know what the hell they want to do, like YNR. I have so much respect for the writers and for
oh
the
my.
Because they, what's,
wow.
Wow.
What's going on, Carly?
What's wrong?
Wow.
Now I got 5.
I don't have
yeah.
that many.
I don't want to
I only
say,
have
1, 2,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I only have 8.
Well, yeah.
Wait,
are these people
you were talking about? These are people listening or what? What is happening?
People listening.
Oh.
I think they're starting to take, I think they're starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, you know? You know,
maybe,
you know, okay.
Oh, Carly,
if
give
we
out the
can
number.
Like somehow through this show, you know, change people's perception on certain things, then we've done our job well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. You know, and I've heard a lot of people say that
DeSam,
the first time was better.
Huh?
That DeSam, I've heard mm-hmm. from even DeSam fans, ex-DeSam fans, they
mm-hmm.
have. Or they might be the DeSam fans now, but they hate what's happened, and they prefer the 1.0, you know, the first time around.
Right.
At least with that, they had, it was, I'll even admit, it was a lot better than what's on now. I mean, it's like nothing. They don't have anything. Chinese food and coffee, that's it. And hotness or whatever, Sexico. They don't have depth or whatever. They don't have that eye sex or anything. I don't know, but I mean,
oh my God,
to be a DeSam fan, you know?
Hello, you on now?
Yeah.
Oh, this Jay?
Oh God, where's the popcorn, Shirley?
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jay. You know what?
Wait,
is this Jay or not? Because it sounds like you. I don't want to make a fool of myself. Okay.
It's him.
Okay. I was just thinking about you the other day. Like, we haven't heard from Jay in a long time. I shouldn't. I'm like, wow, I'm in this call. Okay. That's funny.
Okay.
So what's going on, Jay, huh?
Okay.
Not much. You tell me. What's going on, guys?
It's still the same. The show is worse. The show is really
yeah.
bad. Is like
it's
so
in
bad.
The toilet.
Huh? Yeah, it's in the
like
toilet.
To...
GH is like the bottom in the bottom of the barrel now.
Is
and
this
rating?
Correct, Carly? Carly, I want to hear from our host. How is GH doing?
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm fine.
No. How's GH doing? How's your show doing, Carly?
Okay. I am not getting
so what,
the same old argument with you. I
no,
am
no.
not going to do that on myself, because if I do that on myself, it's, yeah.
What?
Okay. If I do that to myself, it's not always good. So, but I'm glad that you called in.
But Carly, he asked you how GH is doing. Just tell
Okay, okay, yeah, because he won the game that debate, and I'm not even in the mood to have a debate because, you know, basically, I just don't want to get in the debate.
What is debate about the crappy of the show debate, huh? And how many people need to leave the show, right? Okay. Yeah, we were talking, Jay, about how there's rumors going on that they're going to give Jason and Sam a baby, and how if that were to happen, they're going to lose a lot of people. And there's rumors going out that there's going to be a bus crash, and Jake is going to be killed, injured or something. So basically, what I take from that is they're going to throw Jake under the bus so they could have a Jason and Sam baby, a miracle baby.
Okay, wait a moment. You know what? All these rumors that supposedly are happening is coming from DD. I mean, come on, people.
I know,
wake
rumors.
Up. I mean,
take
just,
them with a grain of salt.
They
you know,
that
just
there's no kids involved. It's just adults. It's a ski trip bus is what it
can
is.
Can I ask a question? Can I?
Yeah, so... Go ahead.
Do we really care anymore?
I don't.
Point where I feel like I'm just gonna totally give up. If they even dare go there, I'm done.
I mean, honestly, is this even the show that you used to love anymore? Is it even recognizable?
No. It's not recognizable anymore.
Okay, let's not even say that, please. Please, let's I'm not going to sit there and give the host.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yeah, I am the host, Zay. I'm glad you remembered that, Zay.
Okay.
But we are not going to have the Zay Samuels saying, oh, my God, we don't care anymore. That's BS, okay? You know, yeah, okay, I don't think the woman's what is going on is really going to happen. And, yeah, okay, yeah, it frustrates me every day. But, you know, I'm getting really... Oh, yeah, I'm just getting really sick of everyone saying, oh, we don't care anymore. Yeah, we do. We've just been in a rut for 2.5 years. No one listened to us, and that's why we got what we got. And I think things are going to turn around, and people didn't choose to be so not positive on this, fine. But I am not having the same discussion with you. Who should I give up? Because it's pointless.
Carly.
Yes?
That was extremely, extremely well said. Bravo. Kudos to you.
Oh.
Two points.
Thank you.
Anyway, Shirley, what's up?
Mm-hmm. What's up, Jay?
So what's going on the show, guys? What's up with Ren and Snoopy?
I don't know. You have to ask the watchers. I don't watch the show. You have to ask them.
Nothing much. Same old thing. Different day, you know?
Yeah.
Basically.
So can we pinpoint where this show went wrong?
Except now there's a character that I like that's with Lucky, the character of Lucky Siobhan, and I don't know if she's
She's a bad dude now. She's bad.
She's with
the
Balkan. Damn shoot. Damn shit, man. Now I'm really pissed off. If they're going to screw that couple up, then I'm totally gone with this show. Done.
Yeah, she's with the Balkan. She went and met with one of his men today at the end and told them the plan.
Either that or could she be like a double agent or something maybe? I don't know. I'm thinking, you know? Because I don't know, I like on Alias, you know, she was working for the bad guys and the good guys, so maybe she's working, I don't know.
We've got double agents now on General Hospital.
I don't know. That's my opinion, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking, watching this character, I'm thinking, there's got to be more to her than meets the eye, you know? It was too quick for her to get involved with Lucky like that. you know, even though I liked it. And now something told me, even before all these rumors came out about her, I'm thinking that this, just something's going to happen with this character I'm not going to like. And yes,
okay,
and lo and behold, it happened.
Can I ask, what happened to the Roy DeLucas? What happened to the Alcazars? What happened to all these guys?
They killed them off.
Yeah,
they've gone on to better shows. That's what happened. They've gone on to better shows.
They decided that Jay Sam and the Mob was better.
So, I mean,
exactly.
It's like when you weren't looking, they replaced all of these good guys with these young MTV actors running around today. Guys, look, man.
Oh, God. It's okay.
This show is great. This show is fantastic.
What was that?
I'm not saying it's all great.
Yeah,
just,
about 10 or 20 years ago it was fantastic. But
yeah,
now
it was about 10 or 20 years ago as it was. I used to couldn't wait to come home to watch my on my VCR and watch the show. You know, there was one show, Another World. There was a storyline I couldn't wait to get home to, and I almost got in a car accident because I couldn't get. And wait to watch it, you know.
I am sorry. I know I do.
That's how good they were back in the day, you know.
There was a time that I would have never have been fast forwarding anything, watching every single part. Now I think I only watch an actual 5 minutes of the show.
Not even 5 minutes, like 5 seconds or something. Yeah, it's sad. I know.
So how are the ratings of the show? Has anyone come out and
tanked? Yeah, they've tanked. They're like 1.5 or something, I think. The last I read, they're like 1.5 overall. The overall ratings, not the house, not the 18 to 49, but just the overall ratings is like they're like the bottom, like 1.5 or something, I think.
So is anyone addressing that? Is anyone saying anything?
No, they're not. They think these other fan base thinks the ratings are the best they've ever been. That's how delusional they are.
And we just had November Sweeps.
Ones that were like, you know, fighting with Jason and Sam fans. They're saying that the ratings are great. What do they know? You
know,
couldn't
be better.
And a lot of them, I think, just tuned in. Maybe some of them tuned in like 6 months ago or like maybe in 06 or 07, so they really don't know. They just don't know what a good show is, you know, and what good ratings are and what a good couple is, I guess. They think their couple is like all – they think the best thing about their couple is because they're hot. That's all they with is their hotness.
But isn't that all that matters these days?
Well,
No.
The scalp is pretty hot.
I like a storyline.
Yeah, good story and a good romantic story and you know, just that's what soap operas or General Hospital is missing. There's no good romantic storyline on that show. Not just romance, but overall, there's no good story.
There's no good story at all.
Yeah.
There's no good writing.
So you guys,
that's the bottom line.
You guys want excellent writing then, right?
Excellent writing. We're reading better fanfics than I am watching General Hospital.
Yeah.
What about excellent actors? What about those guys?
Okay.
Yeah, we have a few very good actors on GH, but it doesn't really matter because if
they have nothing to work with,
it sucks. You know, what are you gonna do?
But
you know,
it
no
stems
one, no
past that, though. We need a producer that doesn't have a hidden agenda every 5 seconds to get his favorites on the damn screen,
and a president.
Oh yeah, and a president too.
Yeah.
And even though Steve Burton hasn't been getting the good, even when he's getting shitty writing, he can act it off really well. You know what I mean?
But at that point, no one cares because
when the writing was really good back in the day,
he's fabulous.
Was awesome.
We worked,
you know,
like,
and he has
like
not. And he's won one Emmy back in, like, 98, and that's
didn't
when
he did
storylines with Robin, with Sunny, You know, it seems like as soon as they put him with, like, Courtney or Sam or whatever, or just these other stories they're writing for him, he has got nothing to chew into, so to speak, you know? So I feel sorry for that.
Mm-hmm. And especially,
he's a good actor, you know? I'm just...
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that they don't even have to have, like, great actors.
Yeah.
But if they had great writing...
Yeah.
The actors could carry it. I mean, mediocre actors could probably carry through a good story.
No. Disagree.
You never know, 100%. Though. I think it's the writing.
I disagree. 100%.
I think the writing, if the writing is good, it can get through anything.
No.
You know what? You know, that's sort of bad because it sort of plays into the stereotypical, you know, not so great actor who only does soap operas, you know, and they can't do anything else. I don't think that's very fair, you know. I don't think it's very fair. And, you know, in fact, what they're doing to the really good actors on this show, they are stuffing their growth. I mean, they can't grow as actors, you know. They stay, they're in this little box now, you know. And I don't know. It's just bad. All the way around. But so what he's into.
Tuesday rating. I'm trying to look up the ratings here.
Yeah, there was, I think Jamie Giddens, I remember him breaking it down on Daytime Confidential.
Yep.
He broke it down from like the time when was in Jason and other good storylines were going on back in like 07 or maybe starting in 06 or whatever, and they so went down, the ratings and everything, yeah. And it's nice when you break it down, but when you take it to a DeSammer fan, they're still going to say, no, it was
they are going to say when they...
They kick you out.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they'll
trash your livelihood.
Yep. Mm.
They like to trash people they don't know.
Mm. Oh, yeah, spit on people.
I cannot believe these people are really that serious over freaking
television show.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, you should have heard them, Shirley. They were just, it was sad how they were acting on there.
Wow.
It's pathetic how
it
they
was.
A bunch of adults know what they are.
Yep.
Wow.
Over a fictional couple that's going to die very soon.
Yep.
If I have anything to say about it.
If they do that baby marriage crap, that's going to kill Jason's...
Yes.
One of his character, because he can't
get
down to kids in a family, you know. He's got to be a coarser.
Yeah.
He can't be domesticated, but if Spam has a baby and they get married, that's domestication. I'm sorry to tell him, but
they just had a big
domestication because it's one child. I remember they're like on ABC Netflix because it's three kids. That Liz has three kids. It's called domestication, but if it's one child, it's not. You know, and I'm sorry, but if you're married and have a kid, that's domestication.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's funny, they're all excited for Jason to have a baby or whatever, yet they're contradicting themselves by saying the domestication stuff. You know, they're sounding like fools when they say that. Oh no, Steve said he doesn't want domestication because that'll kill the storyline with him or whatever or something. The story.
And it won't kill Sam?
And it won't kill Sam. I know.
You mean
she
the
can't
ride
be
the
hide and seek chick anymore. She can't be because she's going to be saddled with the baby. Don't they know that once Sam and Jason have a baby, that's it? That is
we have
so
listeners
it. That's
jumping
the end
on
of that
now.
Couple. You know?
Okay, so,
I mean, what a story are they going to have next? They're going to have a they're not going to have anything.
Somebody just posted the ratings in the chat room. And this is for November 15th to the 19th. On Monday, it was 1.7. Tuesday was 1.8. Wednesday was 1.7. And Thursday was 1.8.
I wonder what days Sam and Jason were on. Does anybody
Okay,
I don't know. I wonder if it was on the 1.7.
You know, that's what I'm thinking, too. Friday was 1.8,
too. And Friday was 1.8.
Do you know in there, in the chat, if it's the days that Jason and Sam were on? I'm thinking, too, 1.7.
Oh, my God. God, stop with the Kelly hate, okay? Stop with it.
Oh, okay, you know what?
We're not Kelly
you know
hating. We are J-Sam hating.
Yeah,
and you know what?
We're not Kelly hating. I like her. I mean, I don't mind her. I liked her on... I loved her. I loved her on Portugal. Yeah. And if we were Kelly hating,
who cares? Because the other families said worse stuff about Becky than we will ever say. So, you know, if we were, yeah, the way I see it, see, so this, Kelly should just go back to Dancing with the Stars. Try and dance again.
And Ole Miss was
and,
top.
Yep.
But, I mean, and J-Sam fans, they go and they'll throw Steve under the bus. Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
but they won't throw Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, look, Thanksgiving week had 1.9, 1.7, and 1.9. 1.9, man, that's high for, like,
that's
with
high
you
for
know,
GH.
How much for GH, and, yeah.
Oh, did you hear that they released the holiday shows, what they're going to show?
Yeah, I am so happy.
They're going to do Metro-Core. I love it.
Metro-Core, here we come. I personally loved it, so, I mean,
I bet you the ratings are going to go up with those, you know? I bet you anything.
I am definitely hoping that the ratings
yeah,
go up, since the ones for the New Year's, the 30th and the 31st, I think, they're going to be showing the last 2 hours.
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
The last 2
okay.
hours of it. And that's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where Jason and Elizabeth are stuck in the elevator.
I know. Lucky not the father, you all. I'm sorry, I was just reading in this album. But yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I cannot wait for it.
Somebody said in hit chat, I don't hate chemo. I don't even hate Jasam. I am just not into them. I just can't get into them. I'm a liaison fan. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Oh, okay. Please, DBO, do something. Anything to get the rating
mm-hmm.
up.
I'm going to tell
him. I am
yeah.
so doing it.
Yeah.
So, but they also in the first part, I think Christmas Day and Christmas Eve or something. Or
mm-hmm.
Christmas, whatever. Yeah. So, you know what? Yeah, we need a Broadway rating out of the water because, as you guys remember, Sam was not in a lot of Steve Burton scenes back then. She
mm-hmm.
had to get out of the building, jump to that column, and tell everyone there was a fucking bomb. Okay, so, yeah, you know, and, you know, my thing was she should have been in that building because, you know, maybe she would have got blown up and our problem would have got solved. Our problem would have got solved if Liz did not protect Sam in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nothing is on TV right now. Everything is reruns. You know, I'm thinking, I mean, with the prime time shows.
Vampire Diaries is going to be new tomorrow night.
That's going to be good. Oh, my gosh. Can't
Thank
wait.
You very much.
I cannot wait. At least Elena and Damon can be
are
in each other's
together without
out.
Stefan.
Yeah. That Stefan and Catherine scene looks very
oh,
hot.
Oh, I think that is going to be awesome. I love
yeah.
Stefan and Catherine together.
I know.
But yeah. Oh, you should come on the show. You should come on my show because I'm going to be on afterwards at 11 on the East Coast for the Rant Room,
oh,
and I am
yeah,
definitely going to be talking about it.
Well,
oh,
Al,
God, that
Jack,
is my
Allie,
favorite show right now.
What? I know, and I really, besides Damon and Elaine, I want Jeremy and Bonnie together so bad.
Me too.
I could tell he really cares about her, and C looks like she's starting to care for him too. So, what is with this guy? What is with this these new people? The guy that Bonnie befriended, the new student,
Luca.
What is with them? Their witch is working against, they're working with the vampires, the mean vampires or whatever. Oh, I can't believe that.
But, he's working with Elijah. And do you, like, what happened with, something's going to happen with Elijah.
Elijah, now, Elijah's the new student, right? He's the new student that she befriended,
no,
right?
No, Elijah, no, the new student that Bonnie befriended is Luca.
Okay, Luca.
Elijah is the elder vampire thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The one that Damon killed, but now it's not. He's not dead.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. I wonder who the big major vampire is going to be. He's the one that everybody should be afraid of or is afraid of. What's his name? I don't remember. What is his name? Cole or what do they call him? I forgot.
Krause.
Yeah, Krause, yeah. Oh, my God. Jeez. I love that show.
Yeah, and I want to see what this whole doppelganger thing is about, too.
I know, me too.
Like, what's going on? They need to just start explaining it better.
You know, tomorrow might be the last episode until, like, maybe January. I just thought about that.
Shut up.
I know. Because a lot of shows are not coming back until January or February.
Yeah.
I know, because Grey's Anatomy is the same.
I know.
Yeah,
I hate
and Parted, and yeah, me too. I'm like, you know, but there was one show I loved, and now I cannot get back into it, no matter how I try. It's Brother and Sisters. I loved it last season. It was so good. It was, you know, great. And now this season, this is not the best season of Brothers and Sisters. And I'm like, this is not nice, but I do like Blue Bloods. I love that show. That is...
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, I went out to dinner with my friend last night. We went to the Olive Garden, and we went to Target after, and she's like, do you watch that new Tom Selleck show? And I'm like, yeah, the Blue Bloods. I'm like, oh, I love that show. And she started watching it, last week. So every time she says she started watching a show and I've been watching it, I kind of like, man, I'm glad I've been watching it way before her or something, you know, and then that way... She could get caught up, and I don't know. I kind of laugh because that's what happened when I was watching CSI, the first CSI. I had been watching that show way before her, and all of a sudden she got into it. Now she watches it more than I do. I don't even watch that show anymore, so I don't know. I told her about that new Tom Selleck show. She never watched it, so it's nice that I got her into it, you know? Like somebody else I know, I got into some shows, and now she can't stop watching them.
Yeah. I know, yeah, you did. What was I going to say? I had something in my mind. Crap. Oh, okay, I know I should not be mad at the TV, but I'm going to be mad at the TV because I can do. Okay, I know it was sad that Elizabeth Edward passed away. I get that, people. I really get that. But do you have to break in to normal programming when there's cable? I mean, it was bad enough that the president was on, and, you know, YNR was on. I had to take it on subnet. So please, people, when you want to have a breaking news, just please, just have it on the cable station. Please, because it's, you know, they break in all the time here. I mean...
What is that music?
I don't know.
Okay. Vampire
Diaries.
Oh,
here's all the
fans.
Listeners. Okay, now I'm getting a lot of listeners on here. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Vampire Diary fans, I found a spoiler thing, so if you do not want spoilers, tell me now.
I do.
Okay.
So, here it is. Well, whoever got sent his listening, stop, okay?
Oh, go to
the they talk to Nina, the girl who plays both Elena and Catherine on the show. And it says that she has confirmed that Catherine and Stefan will have a sex scene in The Vampire Diaries. In the last episode of the show, Stefan got trapped in the tomb with Catherine after he ran in to save Jeremy. She has now told Entertainment Weekly that Catherine is thrilled that Stefan is stuck with her. First, Jeremy getting trapped in the tomb was like, Catherine wins. When Stefan came in, she's like, wow, I couldn't have planned this better if I tried. The one person I want to be stuck here with, here he is, and now he's got nowhere to go. I will seduce him, I will tease him, I will anger him. She also confirmed that the pair will end up getting together,
wow,
saying the line between love and hate truly is very, very thin. So,
who's going to get together? What was the last part you said?
Catherine and Stefan.
Okay. Okay, you know what? I think, I know they're played by the same actress, but I think she has more chemistry with Catherine than Elena. I don't, it's
Elena.
Funny, isn't it? I guess the way, I don't know. There's more chemistry between Catherine and Stefan, you know? I don't know.
Well, I think with Stefan, there is more chemistry there with the Catherine part. But with Damon, I think him and Elena have better chemistry.
I do.
And it's
I
the weirdest thing.
On the line, somewhere down the line, that Damon and Elena have a one-night stand. I hope they do. And maybe this
I am
Unity. Right now, since Stefan isn't even in the picture right now, he's stuck in there. You know?
Now is the perfect time.
Maybe they'll give us a surprise. Maybe they'll shock us and give us a surprise.
And I love how Damon will not, like, get out of Elena's personal space.
I know. And you know the funny thing was, is that when Damon first came to town, he was like a mean guy. It's like he was really going after just to get back at Stefan with Elena. Like, he didn't care. Now it's like he's so in love with her. He can't, you know, I think he's more in love with her than Stefan is.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think with that whole Elijah thing, I think at the end of the last episode, Elijah was going to be backing off because if I remember correctly, he said to Luca's dad, the other warlock or witch or whatever, that their whole thing was to protect the doppelganger. And they
say
that's happened. She won't go anywhere. And that was after Damon came to rescue her back from that thing.
Do you remember the one? Remember that night where that one witch that Catherine got, that witch, and she was using her to get the stone. Remember? And let's see. And then she realized that Bonnie was like a relative of hers, and so she got back at Catherine and said, "Why don't you tell me that Bonnie was this? I forgot what the last name was.
Bennett."
Yeah, and so she went on the good side, basically, you know, and she, and so that's how she ended up into the, is that how she ended up in the cave or something with what that witch did to her, right?
That's how Catherine ended up in the cave.
Yeah,
because
okay.
Because she handed the moonstone over and it, got her to pass out or something or whatever so that they could get her and they threw her in the tomb. And
I don't know how what they're gonna do to get Damon Stefan out of there.
I don't know either.
I mean, the only thing I could come up with is that they're gonna have to sacrifice getting Catherine out of. They're gonna have to have her get out of there too, or something.
This is what I'm wondering though. Catherine and Stefan are gonna be getting together. I wonder if Stefan vouches for Catherine and is going to try and control her. And, you know, that's how they're going to get her out.
Okay. Never know. I love the way they write this show because you never know what to expect on this show. Especially the last season's finale. I was, like, thinking, told God he was kissing Elena.
I was celebrating. I was celebrating.
So
I was like, yes, David
off.
And Elena.
I knew that Catherine was coming because they had an interview with all three of them from Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
They were saying that Catherine is coming or whatever, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then when she goes into the kitchen and nearly comes, I was like, yeah.
As soon as she starts admiring those damn knives, I went and I was like, shit, it's Catherine.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Shoot.
But,
that was so bad.
Yeah, and I think you are right. I think tomorrow night's episode is going to be the last episode.
Yes, I know. I hate that.
So they're probably going to leave us with a teaser for either Stefan and Catherine sleeping or Damon and Elena getting closer.
They better not leave us with one of those ones that you can't wait for.
That would be me.
I hate that. They just better leave it on a good note where we're, you know, talking about it but not waiting, wanting it to come so fast, you know. They did that. I remember Dawson's Creek, we used to talk about it all summer, you know. Is Joey and Dawson going to get together and, you know, with my nieces? And we could not stop talking about that show, like, every summer, you know. It's so funny. But, I mean, I don't like those type of cliffhangers where they totally leave you in the lurch, you know? Well, at least it won't be all summer. At least we just have to wait, like, a month or so. They do that.
Yeah,
but
I think it's going to be pretty quick.
Clearly, you know that
V's
coming back January 4th, right? Shirley,
really?
There?
Yeah,
coming back January 4th, right?
Who's coming back?
V?
Oh, yes.
It looks really good.
Surely
better not have that on your VCR or whatever.
I love this show. I love that show. There's only a handful of shows that I actually watch, and V's one of them. And Dexter.
Oh crap. Don't even go. You know what?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. I like Vita. I can't stand Dexter with somebody else right now. To me, it's just too soon. And I think he's only with her because he couldn't save Rita. And this is his way of, like, saving somebody that, you know, and I don't know. I just don't.
What happened to her, Terry? What do you think happened? Because, you know, when he gets there, he sees that the other girl has been murdered. You know, her has been bashed in. But Lumen and what's the guy's name? They're gone.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, Julia Stiles said in that she couldn't really give anything away, but she did say that she was shocked to what's going to happen to her character at the end.
Oh, gosh, really?
I don't know.
She was shocked. Oh,
I'm thinking that because Deb is getting too close to find out who Dusty really is.
Yeah, that's
and,
what my sister says. She's
yeah,
good.
And next
yeah,
week
so
episodes,
funny.
It looks like Deb's like, holds, what does she say? She's like, drop it or something. And it looks like Dexter drops down a knife, but the way that they show previews, it's like all out of order or something. So maybe maybe it's Lumen that is going to take the fall for Dexter or something. I don't know. But now they're calling Dexter and Lumen like the Bonnie and Clyde. I just don't see him.
I don't really like it. I want him to go back to being a lone serial killer. He doesn't need a partner.
And then Lumen was talking to him about, we should both leave town or something. We should both just go. And I'm thinking, he's got a family.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a son. He can't just up and leave his little boy. And he can't just take his little boy with him because he's got brothers. His son's got a brother and sister, you know, and I don't know. I just wish that Rita
I don't really like the idea of a couple. I just don't because it changes the whole dynamic of the show. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I thought that she was going to be like, you know, just like the guest star for
I know.
For this
I thought
season.
She was going to turn out to be, like, evil at the end or something. I thought that she was going to turn to be, like, I thought maybe when she did her first killing, she's going to turn into a serial killer herself or something because
of
what happened.
Yeah, but now she's like one of these. Now she's like one of these real danger junkies. Now
I know.
She's, I mean, I don't know.
Deborah is getting too close for comfort for Dexter.
She is, and I.
Oh,
think
and did you see last week's episode when that detective guy that Quinn hired?
Yes.
Oh my God! I think Quinn's gonna take the fall for that. I think somehow he's gonna
you know
be
why?
The one.
Because those drops of blood were on his shoe.
Yeah,
that he didn't even,
I know.
He didn't
well,
even realize.
Well, next week's the last episode till the
yeah,
till
it is.
Season, so hopefully they ended on a good note. They better not be like we're talking about cliffhangers where it's because the cliffhanger I was so shocked. I was so disappointed and really upset.
Wife, yeah,
and they kept it tight lipped. They kept it so tight lipped you did not know what was going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
You thought it was over when you came to go see, you know, go on vacation to go see Rita, and then all of a sudden she's dead in the bathtub.
I'm starting a new job.
I'm starting a new job. I have to give my work notice.
One of the
assistant principal heard me say, because I'm always talking to him about Dexter. We're always talking about it and everything. He's like, did I hear the R word, like resignation? He's like, oh, you need to give me like your email so we could talk Dexter. And
I go into
his office. I go, hey Dexter. I go, I'm gonna start calling you Dexter now. He's like, I like that. Funny.
Oh my God.
I know. Like today, I go, hi Dexter. I snuck in. I put my head in his office. When he's not busy, I'll go in there and I'm like, hi Dexter.
Yeah, hi. And you sit
down. I'm gonna start calling you that from now on.
And look, Terry. And then in a few months, you get in this deep conversation about Dexter. And then you kind of squeeze in, they're going to have a raise. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, really. Well, actually, now since I'm going to another school district, I don't think that will happen. You know, but,
I was kidding.
So I finally found a job where it's going to offer medical benefits because I've been looking for a year and a half in another school district because it's so hard because of the budgets and their high, you know, letting teachers and paraeducators go. And I've been searching high and low, and I finally got hired on as I'm not going to make the same pay as I did, but at least I'm going to get medical benefits and it's 6 hours a day. And it'll actually even itself out. And then every year I'll move up on the scale. So I knew that would happen. If you go on another job, of course you're going to lose your seniority or whatever. And the funny thing was I just got a raise here at this job.
Right.
Here, like,
that's always.
But
you know what, Terry? It sometimes the health insurance, it's even better than an actual raise. You know what I'm saying?
I know. That's what I'm saying. And they're going to pay you like, I don't know
important.
How much of it they're going to pay. I might have to pay 20% or whatever, but... They're going to have, it's either Kaiser or Blue Shield. My friends tell me to go with Kaiser, you know.
Don't go with Kaiser.
I know, but I don't know. I've been with both.
I know.
I don't know, and I'm trying to decide. My sister's with Kaiser, and she likes Kaiser, so I don't know. But they offer that and Delta Dental, and then they also offer, like, a life insurance policy. So... Yeah, only like a $10,000 life insurance policy, but that'll be so nice because I've never had medical benefits paid
for
me. I've always had to pay out of my pocket, like a full thing, like $200.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be nice just to get. You don't have to have and if you have a pre-existing to get
conditions,
matter.
You guys,
you know?
You guys,
huh?
You guys, they left us.
Okay. I was wondering what you were gonna say.
Well, I don't care. I guess I would leave us too. We're not including him in the conversation. I guess I would leave. He just, you know, I can see him easing out the back door. You know.
He likes to call in. I think to stir up some trouble. I think he really likes. He really likes to get
Carly
in it. He really, he likes to rile her up, and I think that's funny. I think that he likes to get her panties in a twist.
I can't wait
really.
To watch Grace this Thursday. It's going to be...
Wait. Where's the Grace and Dawn this Thursday?
I thought it was.
Are you talking about Grace and...
yeah, they took
Yeah, they put a They put a bubble ball toothpaste on, and Grace will be back until January, fucking January.
Mm. Oh, well, moving right along. This is the time all the shows sort of go.
Oh, they did? Really?
Yeah, a new episode up for this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
oh, my
gosh,
Minds, okay.
Criminal Minds was on tonight. But that was a repeat. That was a repeat. But next week they have a new show. And then I have a funny feeling that's going to be it for this season until January or whenever they, you know, come back. So,
Allie, did you have to go?
Yep, I have work in the morning, and it's like almost 12:30 in the morning here. So,
oh, you have to get the time I'm on,
yeah. We will be. What?
Shirley.
Okay.
Huh?
We will be in the room tomorrow. We will call in and stuff.
Good.
For the ransom.
Yep, everybody's welcome. All the guests, come on over.
What
and
time?
All the listeners out there, you have so many listeners. It is 11 p.m. Eastern
on the
East Coast, and then 8 p.m. on the West.
Okay.
But it won't run as long. I mean, I might do maybe an hour. It's not. I'm not for sure because I'll have work that Friday morning. So we shall see how this goes.
All righty.
But I really wanted to do a show after Vampire Diaries, so that's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be talking about... Well, actually, what time is it on our time, Carly? Is it like 8 o'clock?
Time, yep.
Oh, well, then I'll have... It doesn't start here till 9, but anyway, when I do... Allie, don't give too much away on it, okay? I'm kidding.
I'll try not to.
Okay. That's okay. I'm a spoiler girl. I
like
spoilers, so I really don't care, you know. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Night,
we'll
all
see.
You girls.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
Night. Al.
Is Bridget still on?
Yeah,
and I just went to the bathroom. Sorry, I flushed the toilet again. If you heard that.
Oh, jeez.
I heard that.
Okay.
Hey, Briz, are you here, right?
Yeah,
I'm
still on.
Okay, I got a question. I got a question for you. Oh, so they can ask you first.
Okay, now we're just going to ask her about Sharon on Y&R.
Oh, I tell you what, she is an idiot. He is.
What is wrong with this woman?
Freaking believe.
Wow.
Got her wrapped around his finger, and she is just letting him lead her by the leash.
I know. Adam has got her going.
And she's
going to
lose
exactly
everything because
do.
Of
yeah,
his
I know.
You know,
know
what? Okay, guys, I'm gonna be shot in the head for saying this, but
what?
I like
you not?
Adam. And
I know.
I'm going to be shot in the head for saying
before,
this. Shoot me in the head
yeah,
now.
I
but I like
before.
Adam and Sharon. I know.
I am not.
Well, he's a
well, I know,
man.
But I mean, I don't know. I was never a Nick and Sharon fan. That's probably where it comes from.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
even if
there wasn't a Nick.
You know what?
I love the actor.
There has been so many bad villains on soap.
The character.
Look at Carl Hutchins on Another World. He was evil guy, and it was the love of a woman that changed him, kind of, you know? So, I mean, you can have evil characters that could fall in love and try to change, can't you?
Okay, oh, yeah, sure, it's a possibility, but this guy, he is a manipulator and user, and he knows what buttons to push for Sharon, and I'm going to tell you something, and I really believe he has feelings for her. But there's not a healthy. You see, Sharon is messed up. Sharon should have gone to Shady Brook a long time from her young. Not really, from her childhood. She needed help, and you see, all this has this has been a carryover all during her adult life. you know, with her different dealings with men, you know, when she's Sharon screwed up, and I can't wait until she finds out that Victor was behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, Victor's done it again. Oh, I just love
it. Yeah, but she's also found out that Sharon's the one who posted his bail, so he's gonna be pissed.
Yeah. So he's gonna be pissed.
You know what? Stucky Lover just posted on their the ABC soap spoiler. She says the rumor Siobhan is the Buchan's daughter. Oh my gosh, that's gonna make me sick.
Wait!
Rumor in the bus crash, and Brenda will be leaving within 3 months. I kind of don't not surprised if that's true because she came back to shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they put all eggs in one basket for her.
Oh,
and that
wow.
basket broke big time and yeah. smashed all the eggs, so, you know.
Wow. So she's leaving, huh? Mm.
Well,
so they say.
I'm sorry, but you can't
she hasn't really done
rely on one.
Show, apparently.
She was a big part of General Hospital back in the day, but if she would have come back years ago, maybe it would have been different. Maybe if she would have come back, well, she did come back years ago, but I mean, like maybe a few years ago when the ratings were a little bit better than they are now, when the writing was a little bit better, maybe it could have been a really good story for her.
But now it sucks.
I just feel like they dethroned Brenda and Sunny. It's just so quick. It's like that's what I'm talking about, plot point stories. I don't like them. They just throw them together. They need these character-driven stories where they're given time. Mm-hmm. You know, like Lucky and Siobhan, for an example. I mean, instead of throwing them together all at 1 week, they should have just, you know, you could get to know the character of Siobhan and find out where she comes from, and then their story can grow together. And I just don't like plot-driven stories anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I never did, but...
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean, maybe they can
write
character-driven stories and add the plot points within the character-driven stories, like
then
maybe
that's a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah, or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they got to throw everything at it, like this James Franco thing. They just threw that in there as a plot point for whatever reason. I don't know what was the whole was the of that story. I don't understand.
Okay,
the whole point. And instead of having Sam, they could have had Liz would have been, because she's an artist and whatnot. They could have had Liz in that story instead of Sam or something. And they could have had Franco out about Jake and threaten his family or something. That would have been a great story.
Yeah, she passed away. She passed away...
Okay, am I talking right?
And then I hear that Lisa Franklin has pancreatic cancer.
Did you hear about Elizabeth Edwards?
Yeah, she died. She was already, she went off of chemo and she died yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the day before they said, you know, she has weeks or months and then bam.
Yeah. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes, Jackie, I agree that, I mean, because...
Yeah, I can't close the
because
door. Because
Liz was more... Okay. Because she's an artist and everything, and don't you think it would have been better for her to be in there? I mean, what did Sam... I mean, what was all the Sam being in the story? I mean, it made more sense for Liz to be involved in it, and Jake and... You know, and like the Balkan storyline too. The Balkan thing. It'd make more sense if his family was threatened somehow. The Balkan found out about Liz and Jake, and you know, I mean, come on, writers, please wake up and smell the aroma because you're not getting anywhere with your nose stuffed up, you know.
Are they going to be killing Becky off? What is this? I've been told so many things.
Oh my gosh!
So much. I said, what is happening? Because like I said, I hadn't been on there in a while, and I
Becky's safe.
Okay.
Well, I'm still waiting for the big story she's supposed to have.
Oh please.
From maternity leave.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
and you know, And
so
I've been arguing with people, Alexis Sam, people have been arguing with her because she says, oh, well, where's Becky's story? Where's this big story with her coming back after maternity leave? All I see is just her hiding behind the desk, the nurse's station or something.
Well, I guess they're kind of right because they haven't done anything with her character.
Maybe they're taking their time writing. I don't know. Maybe doing some
because Steve and Becky are taping scenes right now together. So
maybe it's this whole story with the bus thing. Maybe that, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know what's going on.
Because nobody's writing anything.
Okay, you know what? If they killed off Zeke, that would be the end of so many views. That would be the end of it.
Yeah, that would be the end of General Hospital.
Yeah, so I.
That's his aim. See ya, you know.
You know I go onto this ABC message board. You know, the liaison fans are, well, a lot of people that don't like Sam or Jason are not liaison fans either. And so when this Alexis Sam fan, she thinks she's talking to every liaison fan, but then, and then some people go in there and they debate her, saying, you know what, I'm not a liaison fan or just Sam fan. I just hate Sam. And it's just so funny, you know, and you can debate them until you're blue in the face, but they don't have any legs to stand on with what they come up with for how they, you know, the only thing that they come up with, oh, is because they're hot. I mean, what in their story makes them such a really great couple? Oh, they love each other. Okay, but what, you know... I'm trying to play devil's advocate, and because I know I keep saying this, but for a second in my life, back in 03 or 04 when they were put together in scenes, I almost thought, oh, this, I could get into this, but that was for a split second. I woke up and smelt the coffee, but I mean, yeah, maybe back then. They were really good and everything, but now they have nothing. There's no depth to their storyline. They don't. I haven't seen a scene between them two. Even their conversation, there was a conversation they had that's supposed to be heart to heart. There was nothing heart to heart about that conversation. Not like Liz and Jason have had in the past. That's what I fell in love with Liz and Jason the first time. Remember at Jake's where he saved her?
All of their conversations.
That's what you call a deep conversation or whatever. And I don't see that with Sam and Jason. I don't see that connection. I guess I'm just blind to it. I guess
But you know what,
Terry? It's not you. It's just being a fan.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I guess
we're their fans, you know, and we can't see and they have their fans of their couple, and they just don't get us why we're so. And that's what fans are, and that's why they keep these stupid ass fan wars going. Because the people keep fanning the flames, you know what I'm saying? And you're never going to agree.
I think it was on the radio, on the show, we're having like a debate show, and I think Chrissy invited, she found this Jasam fan, and I go into the chat room, I even told her that back in the day, for a second, I almost thought that they were a good couple, and she's like, well, thanks for that, at least you were, and I'm sitting there thinking, I don't think anybody's ever, you know, I try to look at their side of things, but she never said anything saying, oh, well, I could kind of understand, you know, why you love Liz and Jason or whatever, you know, it's like, I don't know, I know, you can try to twist their arms to be a certain way or like a certain couple, but in the end, you're going to like who you like. And
yeah, right.
And instead of really calling instead of like what happened to Bridget on their show, instead of attacking people, can't they just say, okay, we're never gonna get
agree,
never gonna
exactly.
agree, disagree to disagree, however
we
that saying goes.
Opinion.
You're gonna
exactly,
like who you
exactly.
like, and I'm gonna like who I like, and I'm glad you decided I don't know, make it, you know, like the host of that show should have just said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please don't come in here and rile us up or whatever or something. I don't know. They could have been more polite about it instead of attacking
mm-hmm.
personal attacks.
Well,
that happened to me on YouTube, and they actually, and I was like, whoa, you are attacking me. I don't appreciate being called this
mm-hmm.
and that here,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever. And that was a personal attack, and
that's ridiculous. I tell you, fans get crazy. I mean, when I hear these stories from you guys telling like somebody's being spit upon and then they're making fun of Bridget, I mean, you know, as to what she, I mean, it's, I said these fans are crazy.
Yeah,
they are
Shalima.
really crazy.
Hey, Shalima, were you on with us last week when we were calling to JTM Radio?
Yeah, remember,
I was
very quiet. I was just listening because it was all whack to me. Yeah, I was just listening. I heard.
Oh, okay.
I heard. Yeah.
Look, I'm on here on the ABC message board, and it says, there's a thread going on. It says, the only ones talking to me as a unit are a few Blink scam fans. And somebody goes, in my honest opinion, I think Blinky should be alone the rest of his miserable existence, meaning Jason, I guess. Please no liaison and put us out of our misery, Angelaine. And somebody goes here, I have not seen one liaison fan outside of being sarcastic say anything about liaison reuniting. Most liaison fans are now former liaison fans. Only some just stupids seem to be the ones going on and on about it. And then somebody goes, any former liaison fan is not going to root for a union, no matter, not after the last chain yanking. As one of those former fans, however, I will root for Blink Scam Split so I can watch again.
You know,
so,
but that's
you know,
not true.
Think,
you know, I'm sorry.
Huh?
You go. I hear it. I hear when people talk about the Liaison fans that we don't want this couple back together. Yes, we do. You know, yeah, it needs to be a slow build, getting the friendship back together, but you know, give us a couple of scenes. I mean, Sam and Jason do not work, and the ratings have proven time and time again. So get us our couple back.
I'm sorry. There's a thread here. It says, Christina doesn't want Michael with a girl like Abby. Her sister is worse than Abby. Does Krusty think her sister is Mother Teresa or something? Why did Sam introduce Michael to a girl like that? Because Sam is a girl like that. Skank, stick together. That's funny. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't even think, I hope everything, I hope all the stuff that Sam has done in the past comes out soon.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks this person is like the best. Is like the best. Even
well,
their fans.
The one that really needs to hear it is Christine and Molly. So Molly can get her face slapped for all the dirty deeds her sister has done with her dad.
Yeah,
so she'll
Billy, I know.
About
I mean,
her.
Molly, it's like your mother and your sister slept with your father.
And you know what else? Speaking about Molly, you know, I heard that they were, well, I was reading on some other, was it soaps.net, that they were going to recast Rick. I said, now
oh,
why
really?
The hell, what's when this? They had Rick Hurst, Emmy-winning actor with two or three times. Why would they? Who were they going to replace? Who? Were, I mean, I don't know how true it is. You know, that's just you know rumors and gossip. I don't know how to. I said, but that would be the end of all.
Sure.
I mean, after we
look,
had the best.
Look at me.
You know, we had the best. And now, and plus that now they keep bringing on people, more people, more people.
Hey.
Oh God.
What?
Oscar, come here.
You know, I just, I mean, when I heard about Steve and Becky sharing scenes, I'm like, okay, this is great. And, you know, today, yeah, the J-Town baby boomer. And I'm sorry, but I don't respect the ABC in-depth guy. You know, he goes with it. You know, J-Town is his couple. And he was hide behind the thing that, oh, my God, I forgot to put Rebecca Hurst and Steve Burton on the cover of the SmackDown because I forgot. Oh. Okay, you win. You know,
I
you
know.
Go for
a big
you
mistake.
Go, yeah, you go do a contest for weeks on and
I know.
Every week. Yeah, I mean, come on, you were not tired. You know, this is Scale City. Guy who thinks, oh my God, if we put them on the cover, no one's going to buy all but the Sam fans are going to be mad at me. Well, let them be mad at you because we want that feeling squeal.
I'm sorry. It's funny. I have the volume down on my computer, but it's kind of, I kind of hear you say that. It's like after a few seconds. It's funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, Kiko, Steve is really, really excited about working with Becky again. I mean, really. Yeah.
That's right.
He
that's
is.
What Steve said.
Yeah.
That's what
you know,
Steve said.
Yeah.
He must have went to the powers that be and said, you know what, listen. I really want to work with my best friend again or something. This is ridiculous, you know.
All I can say is the tide is turning. You know, it's time to be hopeful. It's
the tide's gonna be a tidal wave to come our way. It has to be a big tidal wave. So
I know, but thing, it's Christmas. It's magic, and you know what? All I really want for Christmas is lays on. Back and you know we are getting scenes, and he just didn't say one scene. He said scenes are being filmed. So
yeah, but they could be filmed after Christmas.
Oh, I know.
What do you think,
Bridget? It could be after
what do
Christmas.
You think? What do you think about Steve and Becky shooting scenes together? What do you think? What do you think it's all about? Do you think it's just a tease,
I think maybe it's a reconnection or something.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe
they're just feeling.
I don't know. Maybe they're just. I have no clue. I mean, why all of a sudden? Why now are they doing this?
Yeah. Exactly.
There must be our voices have been heard, and maybe you know.
Yep.
They're starting to do this connection. I don't even care if it's like a little hi or a hello or a few scenes. I want it to start out like how they they started, you know, when back in 06, when that Love Shouldn't Be Safe scene, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it should start out with something like that. Maybe something should be going on with Jason and Liz's got to get in the picture and, you know, get him, don't know. It's just something...
That's
got to be really good because I don't see them just throwing it out there for us.
So
no,
how
I
find
don't.
Out?
It's the
rate
the way this
Steve
is going, but I mean, why all of a sudden, why after all this time are they doing this unless they've got something planned? I mean, come on. The last scene we had was like when she was daydreaming. She had a daydream about the three men in her life.
That was the last scene.
Well, the last real scene with Jason and Liz was when outside of Kelly's, when she was going crazy and she ran into his arms or something. But I mean, why all of a sudden are they? That's why the DeSamarchand should be kind of afraid that they're even having. So why all of a sudden after months when they're saying, oh, they don't have any scenes. They're never going to have any scenes together. The powers that be don't, it's obviously that the powers that be don't want them to even have any scenes together. So they should be, like, running scared just for the mention Steve tweeted
that. Yeah, I mean, you know what?
What do you
have
think,
their time.
Where's Bridget?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Bridget's here. Bridget, what do you think, Bridget?
What do you think is what's your feeling on this? All of a sudden, they're shooting scenes. What do you think this is all about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, peoples. Okay, come on. These are the
people.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, come on.
He's coming back. I'm
okay, well,
watch.
I can kind of see why you're kind of, I don't know, because I'm...
Okay.
I'm
saying why you...
optimistic about it because...
Head first and say, oh my God, I'm just going to watch every day. I'm going to still watch YouTube until I am.
Yeah,
right.
I've been waiting for a scene of Jason and Liz for a long time. I don't care if it's in the hospital room or in the
I'm
going to
be, I am going to be the cheerleader here and say, you know what, I'm.
Okay.
I'm all in. I'm all in with this because we have to be positive about this. We cannot say, oh, let's be skeptical. You know, let's be skeptical. No.
Look at in chat room. Stecky is scared too. They have heard us loud and clear, but I am scared.
No,
okay. And I'm reading all these spoilers or these rumors about a the scene is about Jason and Liz about having how he's going to be in Jake's life more. And then, I don't know.
And isn't she supposed to be getting pregnant and having a
oh
baby?
Oh, God.
Ma'am?
You know what?
Oh,
God.
Yeah, what? Whatever. That came from Didi.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I'm reading it on our channel, and I'm literally wanting to puke, and Carly's like, okay, why are you going on here and reading this? This is why nobody goes on here. I don't know. I guess I'm so used to going on the RTN. I'm just curious
to find
out what's happening. Anything positive. That's the only reason why I go on there, to find positive things.
Well, you're not going to find positive anything because I'm telling you right now that we have a reason to be positive. We have a reason to be positive. After all this time, we're going to share some scenes. I'm sorry, I'm happy.
I knew when Carly told me about this, I knew that the next day it was going to be negative because I knew to expect that. But all of a sudden, now the baby rumors are really coming out and everything after that tweet of what Steve said, you know. So
well,
I knew
What did Steve say?
Said that he's filming scenes with Becky. He tweeted, and it was more than one day too.
Mm-hmm.
He says I'm filming with Becky again. It was on RTN. Somebody brought over the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I could bring him up. Let me see.
Somebody brought him over.
Happy
about it, or he was just
you know, it's not like he goes on there and says, oh, yeah, I'm, like, happy to be working. He just, you know, from,
he
I interpreted it that he was happy to be working with Becky again.
No, he was excited. Okay, I'm.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me try to find it. I like how people bring over stuff because then. Oh, yeah, it says here. Bringing us over from the fifth grader thread, it says, important Steve tweets, in my opinion. Sorry about adding the chemo sound. Okay. At one Steve Burton baby rumor, I guess this is when they're asking him. He goes, are you getting another kid that can't see, like Jake? And he goes, don't know, but we'll be working with Becky more too, it says. And at one Steve Burton, about good stuff coming up. And then he goes, I heard about a baby rumor, don't know for sure, though. Retweet at Steve Burton and at Becky Herbst, RHO. All I want for Christmas is Jason and Elizabeth together on GH. And at PJ Sunshine goes, we work together today. At 1 Steve Burton, General Hospital needs a good romantic couple, which means it needs to unite Jason and Liz. And then he responded and goes, we work together today again. And at 1 Steve Burton.
Yeah.
He goes, been working with Kelly lately, and he goes, we have some good stuff coming up. And the funny thing is that they interpret that as, like, gospel, like, the Just Down Fans think that's, like, But the Sam fan
don't want to believe that chemo is going to be awful a lot of December. Come on. And then they are going to, no. They are just putting the shit out there to cover their little asses. And, it's them. I mean, okay, I'm going to really love after we have the scene. And when the scene is about in it, you know, it's going to be great no matter what. And I will go on JCM Radio, and I will say, oh, are you guys scared now? You guys should be.
Somebody,
embedded
brought over on from YouTube
that
I...
Why do you do that?
Why? Because of all the crap they have pulled in
it's never going to end back and forth. They say something, you say something, you say something, they say something. It's never going to end. It's going to be a constant, fan war or whatever the hell you want to call it.
It's going to be a constant fan war. Okay, we will hear first. We will, the ones here long before the name Sam McCall ever took the new hospital over. We will hear. We have been here since the beginning. And you have all these Sam fans that have only been fans for a month, 2 months, 6 months. You know, they just don't know it.
Yeah. Well, I haven't posted a lot on ABC Message, but I don't really, I'm not much of debating with them. Like on YouTube, I just stopped. Commented. I was the one that commented in the first place, and then they had to go, and then it was a back and forth thing, and I just said, you know what, this is ridiculous. But then I go on the ABC message board, and I just kept reading stuff, but I was getting so pissed off with this Alexis Sam fan that I had to go in and say something. I mean, come on. She was just saying the same. She was like a mantra. She just kept saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. And then I went on there last night, and I said something, blah, 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 blah. Get new material. You say the same thing over again. And then she goes, responds back to me and says, well, you liaison fans need to get new material too. All you guys do is say the same thing over again too. The problem is that she starts it. And then she starts it by saying, and you know the funny thing is that she never goes into any other thread to talk about what else is going on in that show. It's always about Jason and Sam or Lex. She never goes and talks about other things like other people do. You know what I mean? And she starts it all. She'll start this whole, you need to forget what it's done is done. It's in the past. It's in the past. And then the only reason why I think we repeat what we have done is just to go and try to prove a point, and try to say in real life, nobody would forgive somebody like that. And then she goes, we're not dealing with real life. We're dealing with the soap opera, and what's done is done, whatever. And then she goes, well, Sam was put under the bus for Liz and Jason, too, or something, What is that noise? Are you watching? Somebody watching a game?
Yeah, no, that's me. I'm watching Hot Stove, the baseball thing. I'm sorry. I've been watching that all night.
But no, I just think a couple of scenes here or there, the way I see it, it's positive. It's, there he comes back. I mean, this is going to be good stuff. And, we had our ups and downs, but it's going to be good.
Be on for very long. That's the thing. They bring him on for what, 3 or 4 episodes or whatever, six days or whatever he said on his tweet. I mean, so
Yeah.
Well, so he's not going to be on that long. Just enough to wreak havoc, and then he's going to leave again. If they're going to have him, at least stay on to wreak some major havoc instead of just enough for 6 days. You know? I mean, at least put him on. We don't have any fill-ins. We don't even know who this frickin' Vulcan is. He's an imaginary guy. They haven't even got an actor for him yet. I mean, we really don't have any villains on the
You know what? Speaking of new people coming in, I read on RTN that there's a new doctor coming in. He's a pediatrician or something. And then I don't know if I think he's just going to be on just for a little bit. I forgot. It was on RTN, but did you read that?
Yeah,
it was said that
a picture of him, too.
And then there was somebody else coming on as, like, I think it maybe could be just for a few episodes or... But like we've said before, why not use the talents you have already got on the show instead of bringing in other people? What I don't get the whole reason for that. Don't you think they should just
deal
with...
And they're so good about this build-up with me or Helena or whoever, and then they fall flat once they get them on here. They aren't the same as what they were. That's what pisses me off, is they just kind of load them along... And then they're gone again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sad. If they're going to use them, put them in a story and actually use them, not for episodes. And then, where'd Helena go? She's in Greece again? Or what happened to that story about Liz and Nick?
Like, for instance, Epiphany. Like, for instance, Epiphany on the show. Why don't give her a story instead of bringing in, you know, instead
know.
Of her... Always working at the hospital. Why don't, like with her husband, with her son. She did kind of have a little story when Jason and Liz were together about her son, Stan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could see her
that
in, like,
got lost in the shuffle, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she never found out that it was Jerry who did it. They
I know. They kind of got some. I know. What the heck? All these dropped stories.
They don't address
half
the stories they got on there. So, I mean...
I just feel like we've just been cheated. I just feel like... All these 2 years, we could have had a really great storyline. Instead, they broke Jason and Sam up. I mean, Jason was up for this. For what? Jason and Sam have not had a story since they've been put back together the 100th time.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and they keep saying, the story's coming. The story, but they've been saying that for 2 years. How many years is going to be now since Jason and Jason and Liz been broken up?
Two years. Yeah,
oh,
it's coming up.
Oh, crap. Okay. When was it, the 12th or the 13th?
The 12th.
Oh, and ironically, isn't that the day that Jerry's supposed to come into the...
He's supposed to be here the 13th.
Yep. 8, 9, 10. They've been... Oh, God, 2 years we've had to just, the show's wasted away with Jason and Sam together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, here from Dee Dee, it says here, Liz and Jason, there's a spoiler in blue for Liz and Jason. It says, Liz and Jason come to a mutual agreement that Jake should be in Jason's life. And somebody goes, Era, that makes no sense, especially with all the Balkan and Jerry shit that Jason's knee-deep in around the time this stuff is supposed to occur. And then, this is what really made me want to freaking puke. It says, Jason feels guilty when he realizes Sam is pregnant. Does Sam keep it a secret at first? Who finds out and tells her at the hospital? Thanks. Sam has to get tests ran, and it is Robin who finds out and tells her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, obviously
I don't buy it.
People that are even involved in her story are just like,
you know, my God.
There. It doesn't make sense
Robin
to find out. I don't,
I don't buy it because of, you know, they are getting us back from what Steve treated yesterday. And I just have this feeling this is what we are going to get until we see what the scene is until December. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to be on the liaison is coming
this whole bullshit is almost over thing, because no couple in daytime can last long. Look.
And the thing is, they're killing history again, because Kelly flat out told Sam she could not carry a baby to term. I mean, that just slaps the history in the face, too, because they don't know what the hell they're writing.
But haven't they been doing that for the past
years? They've been doing that for the last two years.
So why change now? You know, just go all the way. Forget what was told to her that she couldn't have children, you know? I don't know.
No. They didn't tell.
Okay, I'm coming. Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, kill attack.
Coming.
I was on the phone. So, she can go ahead and walk outside.
Kill.
Okay, hey, you guys. Let's
just go. Dog sounds really vicious.
Jake is a really good dog.
Jake is a really good dog. I know, I was just kidding.
Okay. Hilly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I said that your dog, Foster, we are calling him Jake. I said, Jake is a really good dog.
What's wrong, Terry?
I'm okay. No, nothing. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
The door was locked, and I kind of got a little bit of a little reprimand for that. But anyway,
it's not even 10 o'clock.
No. That wine. I love this show. Boy, I'm watching it now because I didn't see it today. They include every one of their cast members. I love everybody has, is included in one of the storylines.
And Robert Scorpio's character was on today.
Oh, was he on today?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the bad
Australian
dude that's after Kane.
Oh, so I figured he'd be the one after Kane.
He is. And I think he went after Jill to find out information today.
He's after Jill?
Well, he's trying to get information, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
and that, they
take the pregnancy test. I'm watching Cutie Pie. Victoria's taking another pregnancy test?
She's not pregnant. She got her period. She was sick.
Ah, shoot.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because
Zilla came home with the pregnancy test. She goes,
yeah,
nope.
No, that's what that's
I,
that's
she goes,
the scene
I started
now.
And I'm sick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I really like this couple on this show. Them and Michael and Lauren, they're my favorite couple on this show.
I like Kane and Lily.
But they seem like they don't allow
like
them to
Kevin
be happy
with,
for too long.
What's her butt too? I think they're cute together.
Oh, Kevin and Chloe?
Yes.
Really? You like
them?
Yeah,
I like their banter. He's more lighter with her, I think.
Yeah.
They are very much lighter together. What's her butt?
She's a nut.
Called the dang family services on them because they dressed up in the old, like, Scrooge and that type of dress up for their pictures. And she called the authorities on them.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm not. Because they were taking pictures of them. I was like, wow, you are one nutcase.
And Phyllis. I said, now, you know, the way Phil, I said, I know they're not going to put, I, at one time I thought she was headed back to Phyllis and Jack, because I really like them together. But, you know, I said, I hope they don't be throwing Phyllis.
I hope Diane doesn't get her claws into Nicholas.
Oh, gee. I know. I saw that. But to me, they don't have any chemistry. To me, from what I see, they don't have any real chemistry. But then, you know, I don't know. Oh, I see Tristan. Oh, he looks fabulous. He looks really good. He looks very good. Oh, well, that was the end. Oh, I'm moving right along. I only caught 5-10 minutes of the show.
Hey, Shirley, do you think that they left Zach's character open for him to come back?
Oh, yeah, no one really dies in daytime, Bridget.
Okay,
I don't think it'll be him. It'll probably be a different actor because he's made it very clear that he's not doing the travel thing. You know what I'm saying? But, he can always change his mind, but, you know,
you know, you never know.
Yeah, but maybe he might have something else going for him. You know, I don't know. I'm looking at Alicia Miss Q. That girl.
Boy,
she is earning her Emmy this season. She did an
awesome job with this greasing.
And she's fabulous. And I'm sort of sick of Ryan and what's the face? I'm sick
of
him.
Well, Madison is
perfect.
Madison.
I love Ryan Greenlee. I know.
And that's going to put a wrench in the situation. And then the gal that played Adriana is
she came on the show.
She's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, but Alicia, she is rocking her scenes.
She deserves an Emmy for that.
She damn sure does. Really very good. Very good. And do you think that new doctor is going to be her new love? I mean, are they going to put them together? You know, I'm just trying to figure out who's he there for. You know,
I don't know, but that priest, too, he used to play on GH at one time. He's kind of interesting, too.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you played on Days of Our Life, too.
He was flirting with Maxie at one time. Remember, he was a teacher?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Long time ago.
Oh, he was? Oh,
yeah, he was a college professor when Maxie was going to college, and she kind of had a flirtation with.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
In between. He was there the same time Diego was there the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So. He's the one who caught Diego taking all those pictures of Maxie and stuff.
Right. I'm looking at Erica and Jack. My Erica and Jack. I used to love me some Erica and Jack, boy. They have awesome chemistry, too.
Oh, yeah, and what was I going to ask? Oh, has David died again yet?
Huh?
Oh, come on, hurry up, kill him.
Well, Kendall almost tried, but the new cardiologist grabbed her before she put the pillow on his face.
Yeah, I figured someone was going to stop her. I said, she's not going to do it. Is he back? Is what's his name back now? Or? He left because he was going through a divorce. He and his wife was going through some changes or something, and he took some time off. That's what I read. I don't know how true it is, but that's what I read.
Well, apparently there's more story because in his subconscious he's still scheming to get.
Oh, they've shown
Ryan
his subconscious.
And Greenlee.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
so I think he'll be coming out of it here for some time.
I love Ryan and Greenlee.
You know what, Carly? You know who was better than Ryan and Greenlee? Do you remember Ryan and that first girl? He used to call her the first wife. Such an awesome, oh my gosh, they were so good together.
And then she was killed off.
And they killed her. She was a foreign girl. I think she went back to her country, wherever she was from.
No, she was getting married. That's why
is that what it was? She was getting married?
Yeah, and now she divorced, and she kind of regrets leaving, kind of like, oh, my God, Days of Our Life, the one that got cancer and got married was to John, you know.
Oh, Caroline?
No, Isabella.
Isabella.
Okay. Because Ryan and her, they were so, what was her name? And it began, her name had a G in it or something. I don't know. I couldn't. Had one of these weird names, but they had, they were so good together. They were really
Her name
together.
Was Jillian.
Jillian. Right. Jillian. Yeah, but good memories, Carly. Yeah.
Well,
that's
no,
right,
it's
Jillian.
What was I gonna, that was Terry helping me, but that's okay.
Mm.
But no, I love them, and you know, back in, you know, I wish they would bring Adam back, because I kind of miss Adam. You know, this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what? I'm getting really mad because both the ABC and the CBS didn't say a damn thing about Francis. Passing away with all the people that passed away in 2010.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I mean, even on ET, they had all the people that passed away, and they had Palmer, but they didn't have Francis Reed, and that made me mad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, are you getting sick?
No, my sinuses have been bothering me, so I have my little allergies. The sinuses have been clogged, it's tickling my throat, you know, that kind of thing.
So
you know,
did
Kevin Matheson got a nice butt, boy. He had a nice butt. Looking at him for a man, he's a nice butt. Anyway, moving right along.
I agree with you on that, by the way.
Doesn't he?
Oh, and
he
you.
He has a great body. He has a nice body.
Yeah, Sylvie, you can be funny. Is your sister totally moved in and everything?
Yeah, she moved in Friday. She moved in Friday. So we've been, you know, doing shopping, getting things for the house, buying food, you know. So I just got on the computer tonight. I was just reading this. Skimming over what was going on in GH, and you know, that's why I had those questions to ask. Was this happening? Was that happening? I mean, you know, whatever. Whatever will be.
Are you guys getting the cold weather? Or,
are we? Yes, we are. We're getting the big chill. In fact, I had to turn on the heat tonight.
Oh,
which
okay,
I'm going to go and turn it off soon, though. Cause
I heard that on the news, but then I didn't remember where in Florida you lived, and I'm like...
Yeah, I'm in Central Florida, and all parts of, in certain, like, certain areas of Florida, they even had snow. I'm not saying that it's really going to stick to the ground, but, you know, they have the, you know, snow flurries and whatnot. We don't get that. Like I said, we're in Central Florida. But it's been cool. The highest it went up to today, which seemed like a heat wave compared to the past couple of days, it went up to 61. Usually yesterday was down in the 50s. It goes down into the 40s and 30s at night. And the wind is, oh, man, the wind will blow your butt across the street. It's so windy. So, yeah, we've been feeling.
Yeah.
Everybody's been feeling the big chill. Everybody, everywhere, seems like they've been feeling.
Yeah, Bridget, how did the snow there again this week?
39 degrees right now. And
yeah.
It's been pretty mild so far. I don't know if we're going to.
it's been raining here like crazy. You guys know Seattle, you know, rain a lot.
Doesn't it always rain in Seattle, though? I heard that.
I mean, we've got like this record rain for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But we are supposed to get snow by Christmas.
Oh, I'm going to have a white Christmas, huh?
I don't know. I hope not, because 2 years ago when we had the white Christmas, I went to my brother and sister-in-law, and the snow was like up to our feet, and I fell, but I didn't hurt myself at all because I fell in the snow.
Oh, well,
and I'm
well,
like,
if it wasn't the snow, you'd hurt yourself, right?
Well, yeah, that's what my grandma said when she saw it. She laughed. She goes, "Oh my gosh!" And I go, "I'm okay." And you know, it's funny because I mean, so I'm hoping we don't get. I hope we don't get snow this weekend because grandma's gonna come over and do her baking.
Oh,
her baking.
I know you're waiting for that.
Well, yeah, but I'm grounded from going in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I'm smart, and I wait until she goes in the bathroom, and then I might take a little cookie dough or whatever, and she comes out, and she goes, "You were in there." I'm like, "Grandma, you're going crazy."
She knows.
I know.
She's not stupid. She knows.
No, she's not, but we had a little talk about cell phones and her driving with her cell phone, like, because she put it in her pocket. And it was ringing, and she couldn't get it out fast enough. And she's like, "Damn, damn, damn."
Oh, boy.
And she finally got it out, and I took it from her. I answered it, and then we were leaving the parking lot. And she goes, "Oh, give me the phone. I'm okay." And I'm like, "Okay." And then we were at this light, and it was green. I'm like, "Grandma, you need to go." And she goes, "Oh, my gosh." And I'm like, "Yes, this is why you don't drive and talk on your cell phone. Now, do we understand this?"
That's a no-no. No talking and driving on the cell phone, Carly.
I haven't.
That's not
too,
a good thing.
Actually, or texting either.
Or texting,
because once,
which is worse.
I was like driving and I was texting somebody on this radio show.
Oh, Carly.
I nearly got in an accident.
You know what?
And
you girls.
I know better. Actually, the other day I was texting someone and I took to the side of the road. I took to the side of the street and I stopped and I texted.
Okay. Well, that
but
makes
so,
sense.
I was like, "Oh my God, I nearly got killed just for texting."
Isn't
headline.
That ridiculous?
Headline. Well, actually, that happened here. I don't know how long ago, a couple years ago, but there was like five girls in a car, and they got killed. The car
isn't
hit
that
like a big drug truck.
There?
And
that's,
the sad thing about it is, why didn't the driver of the car just give the phone to her friends and text from them, because they're all friends? So she should have just given, they all died in the car. I was like,
gosh,
oh my
that's
gosh.
Awful. That's
and the
awful.
Thing was is that the law for that, what Arnold signed in 08, it didn't really have texting involved in it until later, a little bit later. And I was like thinking, well, isn't that implied as no texting too, being on your cell phone? But I guess they didn't clarify that. I guess they made it into the law a while later. I don't think it was in there like right away, but.
That's
I'm still kind of on my phone though, a little bit sometimes, like at night.
All right.
You know?
Most of the time
I have it on my lap or something. But I got a new phone and I can't sync my Bluetooth. I have two Bluetooths and I'm gonna have to go to keep procrastinating and taking it to
Verizon.
I know.
Do it.
I think I'm gonna do it on Friday because Friday might be my last day at work. I have to go to Pasadena and dropping off all my paperwork. So I might have to resign on Friday. So I have to send in all the. Yeah,
are they
taking
doing
Friday
anything
off.
For you for
no,
your last
probably
paper?
Not. It's such. Bye, Tanya. Have fun. Do I need to keep the door locked or open? Okay. Bye. No. Was I saying? No.
You said
Yeah, because this is like so. This is like just. It's a real quick transition because.
Okay.
I'm telling people already, like today and all that. And I was talking to the teacher that I told. She went to talk to the secretary. She's the new secretary for the principal. And she didn't give too much information. She didn't say it was me. So she said she shouldn't do it at the last minute or whatever because I was waiting to find out my actual start date at the school. So I don't want to quit. And then what if I don't start for, like, January or something?
Right.
Or whatever. Right. And so I go, okay, well, I'll go talk to the secretary in the office. So I went today and I told her, I go, yeah, I'm got a new job at another school. She's like, well, do you know when you're going to be starting? I'm like, no, because I have to get all this TB test read and I have to go turn in my packet on Friday or whatever, so I don't know exact. She's like, well, find out the exact date and then just turn it in. I'm like, can I do that? And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, well, maybe it's best if you give 2 weeks' notice. It looks better for you. And I go, and then she's like, and also you could use your vacation days because I have a lot of vacation days. And she looked on the computer and she said that I have 11, but the beginning of the year I had 16. And she's like, well, you have 6 days too. So go talk to HR and find out and everything and let me know about it or whatever. So I went to HR today and I told them, I go, yeah, I was talking to the secretary in the office and she said that it's best that if I give 2 weeks' notice. And the person at the HR was giving me this look. She's like, no, but it's you still have to turn in a resignation form too. So and I'm like okay, and I'm like, well, what about my vacation days? She's like, well, we pay you that out. And
then
I don't know. And then I come home and then Tanya's like, well, you shouldn't have gave too much information. Well, I don't know. I've never done this before. I mean, you know, but I have the job anyway. So I have a feeling they're going to start me on Monday or whatever because they're starting people like – so I'll have 2 weeks of vacation being paid to me. Or, well, no, like 16 days. That's like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm living on a good note even if I resign. So it's not like I'm living on a bad note. But I guess it looks good to have the 2 weeks. And I'm going to go tomorrow and then tell the secretary at work. I mean, I'm confused. I told her. I don't know. You know. But they said of the other school districts that I'm going to be working for, they said the best thing, the quickest way to do is just to resign instead of giving the week's notice. So it's a quicker transition. So, and that's easier to work with. And then I won't feel like I'm breaking the law if I give 2 weeks' notice and I'm taking all my vacation days while I'm working at another school district or something. Or not breaking the law, but breaking some kind of a rule or something, like a conflict of interest or something. So, and, you know, I took a T-Best shot yesterday. I went to a free clinic because I don't have insurance, and then they hurt me. They poked me.
They hurt
me.
Mom,
they need guys.
What is
they,
it? You
like,
have
poked.
To give blood. You have to blood tests.
Well, it's
and
like
stuff
a
like
TB. It's a TB shot. They,
oh,
I have to go back tomorrow and they have to read it. If it's negative, then it's fine. But it's still bubbly. It's still kind
before.
Of a little
what
bit
is...
of a bubble on there. But it has. They read it in like 48 hours, and I guess it depends on the measure of it. Because my friend that I went out for dinner last night, she had a positive TB test. So, and once you're positive for life, you know, before you just got to get a chest x-ray. So, yeah, I have to get that read first. So it's taking forever just to get all this transition into the other school district. I had to get fingerprinting done last weekend, and now I have to turn in my big packet on Friday, you know. So I'm hoping that they put me in right on Monday. But the problem is that it's going to take it's a 35-minute travel time, so instead of 5 minutes.
I was going to ask you how far is it away from
you. It's worth it because I have been looking for so long for a job that pays medical benefits.
I know.
I mean, I don't
care.
There's a lot of people that commute. I mean, people commute like an hour from work,
all
but it's only 35
right.
minutes. And if I leave at a decent time, I can make it there in 35 minutes. And
you could probably make it faster if
I know
don't
if I
text.
Take the there's a freeway that I could take it's seat traffic time if I take the 6 all the way to the 210. So it might add a little bit time to my travel, but you know what, though? It's worth it for medical. I don't care. And it's not that far. You know, once I get used to it, it's going to be a piece of cake. But the problem is that I'm going to have to start going to bed early. I got to train myself to go to bed early again.
Well,
I can't be going
to
sleep at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning anymore.
Oh, well.
But actually, I have been falling asleep earlier these days, so.
Anyway.
Brenda, you're falling asleep on us?
Me? No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah. Shirley, I was going to say, Shirley, when you were mentioning Jillian and Ryan, I loved Jillian and Ryan. They were like my favorite couple on AMC.
Yes, they were so good.
They were so freaking good or fracking
good.
They were the best couple. And then when she got killed, I felt so sad for Ryan. But I didn't like Kendall because when she came on, I mean, when Kendall with Elisa Mintz's character, because I don't know. I mean, I like her now. Even though I don't watch AMC, I like her. But because I felt it was too soon after Jillian to get involved with Kendall.
Right.
He was so in love with this person, and all of a sudden he's in love with Kendall. And what I don't like about sometimes these shows is that they forget the loves of their lives. They forget. So you never hear Jillian's name.
No, never.
Was the love of his life. If you ask me, that was the love of Ryan's life. I don't care if he's with Ryan, with Greenlee right now. I don't care if he's with Kendall. He was so in love with that girl.
I know.
I can't.
Didn't he, you remember when they took her heart? Remember didn't they give a transplant to somebody?
I'm trying to remember. He died in his arms too. And I'm like, they had just gotten together and gotten married, and all of a sudden, they're in the prime of their lives, and then she gets killed. And when I found out she was leaving the show, I'm like, Maren, you had to leave now. Shit. Why couldn't you just, you know, I don't know, but.
Did you, I'm trying to remember who got the heart of her.
I don't remember. Who, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Sam
Radio is having their show right now.
Who?
Just Sam Radio.
Let's not go through that again, please. Oh,
jeez. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Well, Shirley, the only reason why I really went was in Jason. Now it's come to the point for me. I mean, I want them together because we've been waiting for so long and we love this couple. But I still want them together now just to rub it in their faces.
Because
they're rubbing it in our faces. And I know I shouldn't play like that, but I mean.
Exactly.
You got, I don't know. I mean, I'll just go into, like, when they get together, I'll go onto ABC message board and I'll just rub it in Alexis Sanfan's face. Now who's got the egg on her face? Now who's got the egg on her face or whatever? And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll do. I'll just go in there and be, like, I won't say anything else. I'll just say he's got the, you know, and, I mean, yeah, we could go. But it's not like we're going to make, we'll just go into them and just say, you know what, guys? We won't even go on the phone. We'll just go into we'll create our own, a different kind of a thing and go in there and say, who has the last laugh now or something, and then get out of there.
Oh, look at
Alicia. I know that's just stooping down to their level, but, I mean, come on, you got to give it one shot, you know, and then that's it.
Exactly.
And they keep going on and on. They keep going on and on about it, but, and they call us, they called it the incident. Now we're called the incident. I take that as a compliment. They think that we're gonna sit idly by and just let them have the last laugh, you know? That's my opinion on it. But sometimes staying silent, sometimes just staying silent and not doing nothing works in some situations. But with this whole thing, I sometimes think having a word heard and because, look, I'm thinking that maybe the reason they're having these, now they're starting to do these scenes is that our voices are being heard. I really think that having these radio shows and everything, somebody's got to listen out there in computer land or in cyber land. Because, and these letters that are being sent to, like, there's one person that sends these letters, what's her name, Crispy or whatever? She sends these letters to the head honcho people, and it might not be, like, really quick, but it takes time to develop these, you know, but I think it just takes its time to get out there. Yeah, it's taken 2 years, but come on, it's better than 10. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, we're going, this is the long, remember we were going through that drought back in, was it 04 or 05? What drought did we go in?
05.
Now, it's been a freaking longer drought this time than it was back in those days.
At least,
though, they weren't together. We didn't have them together for 10 years. They were friends, and they would see each other. You know, when she was pregnant with Cameron, they had their moments. He saw her outside of Kelly's, you know, when she was talking about Rick, to her about Rick, you were right. Basically, he was right all along. And then Courtney saw them out there, and she was jealous. And then we didn't get a scene until that Love Shouldn't Be Safe scene, right, Carly, or what?
Yep. So, you know what?
Right?
Yep, all I know is I think the tide is finally turning, and it's going to be really sweet finally.
Maybe. There's, because we didn't know about the Night of Passion. I don't remember hearing anything about it.
No.
I don't know. It's probably just me, my delusional mind. But maybe there's going to be a surprise scene coming up that we don't know about. You never know. There could be. There could be some scene that's maybe better than the last surprise scene. I don't know. It'd be some, maybe they're caught up in the moment and, you know, that'd be so wonderful. I'm sorry. That'd be so awesome. And then maybe there's a flashback of them creating Aiden. No, I'm kidding. That's my delusion. They would call me delusional if I said that.
Oh my God, you guys.
What?
Bridget?
Yeah?
Bridget? I did not hang up on Shirley. She's off the Swiss boat.
Shirley? Oh,
maybe she got
Oh, crap, really?
Time.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
Jassam Radio. I'm tempted to go check out Jassam Radio right now.
Didn't you have? Okay.
I'm logged in on my account. I don't want to.
I know.
Because I'll definitely, once they see Liaison in there, they'll definitely boot me out of there.
That
is so sad, though, that they do that. They can't.
Pathetic.
That is so pathetic. Even the Richard guy came in once. And he was a guest, he was a special guest, and they were talking about the Liz and Jason and Sam and Jason thing, and I think Deb, or whatever her name's, invited him in because she went on to his, when he debuted his show, she went on his show, and they were talking about the same thing, and then I guess she invited him to go to her show, and they were talking about this whole thing with the fans wars or something, I think, and then, but she deleted it off of her because it got into a heated thing. They were rude to him on there for like an hour.
Yeah.
They were being rude to him, and
but
she didn't do anything about it.
About
she
him,
did not
Carrie.
Stop anybody from being rude to him, and so, and he mentioned that on one of his shows. He even brought that up, saying she was really rude. She didn't even stop them and say, "Hey, wait a minute.
Exactly.
This is only his thoughts and his opinions."
What was pretty freaking chicken shit is they blocked me and then proceeded to search.
Oh, my God. What exactly did they say to you about you?
No, well, they're just being totally about my lifestyle. Goat rant, herder, and all this shit. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
You're eating my beef in the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're eating my freaking corn and
oh my gosh
shit in the grocery store.
See,
badasses. So don't you dare start shit about my lifestyle, because farmers and ranchers are taking care of these people.
Oh my gosh.
And once I was off, then they trashed without even knowing who I am, and that's what pisses me off.
You know, that
block me and then trash me behind my back.
Yeah.
Bunch of, so I can't defend myself. That is chicken shit. Right?
Yeah. That, oh gosh.
And
you know
on
what?
That host for not putting a stop to it. And
I know.
That's
I mean, come on, yeah. I know they love their couple. We love Liz and Jason. But we're not going to go be rude to other people. I mean, we know. That's the difference between a DeSamp and a liaison fan. We are like, classy. Well, you hear some kind of bad things about certain liaison fans that they can kind of go out there. But, I mean.
Those that are going to be.
Yeah.
Worse than
I mean, I think it's because of. I think it just it, obviously it's be, look at Jason and Sam. They're a slutty couple. It's all about sex, and you could tell they're not a classy couple. And you know what I'm saying? It just tells you obviously why they like their couple, because they're not as classy as we are. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, it's no wonder they're fans of that couple because of how they treat other people. You know what I mean? It's like, we're classy. We don't care. If they want to come in and debate or whatever, they're more than welcome to, you know? We'll get some spray and kill the cricket like I have done in the past.
Whatever did show up tonight.
Yeah, Donna, well, if you... Oh, my gosh.
Show up so I could give her...
You know, yeah, Annie was in.
I
Annie
think
didn't come.
Well, I think because what happened, our incident, as we're called, I think now maybe we've scared her to coming into the show. Maybe you think? But
she
should know that we're not that way. We won't do that because it's not her that was on there that was doing that. So
no.
She wasn't insulting or doing that, but she could have at least. Been kind to say hello or something, you know what I mean? But, I mean, how rude, though. You know, I mean, come on. That is
unless
so...
unless she came on as a guest and listened without being on. Because there was a lot of guests tonight.
There was a lot of guests
tonight,
I know. And they're probably so delusional that they think that all these guests are just Sam fans. They don't know that they're probably half of those are probably liaison fans to see what trash they're going to come up with next to bash Liz and Jason or Becky or whatever, you know? I know we have YouTube and I have my DVDs of Liz and Jason, but I mean, I watched my DVDs when Liz and Jason were kind of on. They were still kind of together, so it was a little bit more fulfilling to watch it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, knowing that they're not together right now, it kind of will depress me if I watch them. But I think, I don't know, but knowing that I have them there and knowing it's full of rich history with that couple, you know, it's just nice to have them. But, I mean, I think it's Liz and Jason. When they get together, I think I'll maybe be tempted to bring them out more often.
And the thing is, I think, you know, if chemo is not on for the whole month of December.
Why don't you say Kehoe?
You know,
I know you want to say Kehoe. Why don't you just go and say
that? Yeah, well, Kehoe. And now on for December, come on, you guys are really going to get a big story? Oh, okay, and you really believe what you think Bob Gusta says about this?
I know. I think I even said to Alexis Samson in one of her things, I go, and what you always, I go, you, I said something like, she said, somebody had said something, it was, commenting something about her that was really funny, and I went and I commented again too, and I said, yeah, she thinks what Guza says is the gospel, you know, it's like so gospel, like it's bound to happen and it's going to happen, and it's if he says it, it's going to happen, you know. But half the time these people say what they what they're forced to say or whatever, like they're really going to say, oh yeah, Jason and Sam are going to have the baby. A baby.
Well, and good though, they don't realize Guza spins and spins and spins.
I know.
And nothing
has
ever
come out. It's so
obvious
that he really loves Jason and Sam by the way he's writing them. He's writing them like trashy or whatever.
Couple. They only fill in 30 seconds. They're not even show anything.
I mean, they can't
even do a sex scene. All they come out is her in a robe and him in back in his clothes from her room. I mean, hello. Come on. Let's get a clue, people.
I know. I just can't understand why they can't enjoy their couple while they have them. Instead of bashing Rebecca or start talking trash about what's going on with Liz's life, why can't they just...
Because they're threatened by
him. Yeah, they're a threat, and they have. And I know that, and they. That's why they're spinning all these rumors, because they know that even a scene with Liz and Jason is gonna.
He looks at her. It's like you're gonna see it on the screen.
I know.
In her shady book when she was having that, way he was with her.
And even that moment, I remember there was a spoiler, a rumor saying that he's going to negate his relationship with Liz or whatever to Lucky. That was going to be something about he was going to go on Lucky's side and negate.
That never happened.
That never happened. And that came out of DD too. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, they're probably spinning that for all it was worth. That never happened. From what I saw from that, he really cared for her and he was really concerned about her. And everything, and that was the last scene that they kind of really had together. That was, what, February? That was, like, almost going to be a year or something, I think.
Well, if they go through all this and do all this with them, they're just going to, that's the sinking ship for GH, because...
I know.
Nobody's going to come back from that.
You know what? I honestly think that couples are a staple to shows. To all soap operas. I mean, that's the reason why I like Santa Barbara. I watched because of Cruz and Eden, and then I fell in love with other storylines. So with me, I have to really like a certain couple to stay on the show. And if another storyline gets my attention, then I'll be hooked on that too. So in my opinion, yeah, a couple can help with the ratings really a lot. I mean, they might not be the sole purpose of the ratings to go up, but they could be a big part of it, because isn't that a staple part of a soap opera or even primetime shows?
Yeah.
People watch because they're in love with these couples. Like Grey's Anatomy, you like these couples on Grey's Anatomy, and you want to tune in every week to find out what's happening with this couple.
Mr. McSteamy, Dr. Steve McSteamy, and Little Gray. Oh, I was so glad they got back. I think they got back together. I hope they got back together.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
They were macking at the end of the show, because she told that other doctor that she was kind of talking to, I thought they might get together. She goes, well, he wanted her to go for a drink. And she goes and she told the other guy that, call me or something and tell me there's an emergency. Well, he kisses her and the guy comes up and says, there's an emergency, and she waves him off. Like, so I think they're back together.
I am a hostage.
And then the other gay gal comes back and the doctor shuts the door in her face.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. The next one's going to be good, too, because it's a big, big thing going on.
I have a question. What happened to their dad, Meredith's dad and their great dad?
He's still, I mean, he's alive, but I don't have
a Okay.
Yeah, he's still around.
No.
Is when he finally got sober, so I think he's still around, because they haven't really discussed him, so.
Well, I just, because I know both of their moms are dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meredith's mom died when she fell into the, when they had that big boat, when she fell in the water.
That's right.
And then little Gray's mom died when Meredith was trying to save her, and she died of, I can't remember what she died of. And that's where her dad blamed her for killing his wife and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's when she found out little Gray was her sister. Yeah.
Yeah, but and they don't have, you know, I always thought, what if Wizard and Meredith's mom had a kid together and they gave her away and, you know, they gave her away and Meredith doesn't know that she has a sister, another brother or sister out there. I thought that would be really good writing.
Oh, hey, Bridget. I'm sorry, change subject really quick. Did you watch Fringe?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that great?
Oh, my gosh.
So glad she's finally back.
But that Heather messed him up because she took that picture of them in her bag.
What was that? She what?
She got transported.
Oh. I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And did you know, Bridget, that they're changing the day of that show to Fridays now, starting in January?
Oh,
fucking shit.
It better not be infraction on my sanctuary, because sanctuary's on Friday.
It might. Well, what time is it on over there, sanctuary?
8 o'clock, I believe, mountain time.
Okay, what time is Huge Fringe usually on over there?
It's on same time as Gray.
Oh,
eight,
crap,
on
Bridget.
Thursday night.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Most
so I have to watch it on Cast TV the next day.
God.
Or I'll watch the Fringe website the next
day. I think it is going to be on at 8 o'clock because I know that I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have to sacrifice something, too, because I know I watch CSI New York on that, and it's on at 8 o'clock. No, wait. I know. Actually, it's going to be on at 9 o'clock my time. I don't know what that's your time, so it might be 8 o'clock. It's going to be on opposite CSI New York. And I record something else, too. I record two things at once. And so I'm going to have to sacrifice something to watch Fringe. Unless I watch it, what you do, Cast TV, right? Do they show it, like, right away? I guess I could watch it because it comes on Hulu, too. Correct?
Yeah. Cast TV usually puts it on either right after it airs or the next day.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll just have to do that because I really love CSI New York. Unless I do that with CSI New York, watch it late.
And then the Fox player, I think it puts it on the next day, too.
But see, the problem with that, Bridget, is that they're not going to get their viewers in, and then the ratings are going to go down if people do that. You know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking, because CSI New York is already doing really good on Friday nights. Maybe I'd rather give the ratings to Fringe or something. Well, I don't even know if my ratings count because I'm 37.
Yeah.
And what's the time? What's the end of the... What's the end of the age group?
I have
group?
One of those viewer boxes, I don't think.
Okay. You know, it's so sad. Back in the day, my ratings really mattered because I was a teenager and a young adult. Now it's like it's creeping to the point where I ain't going to matter so much. Isn't it like 30, 35 on one of them?
Oh, okay, be quiet.
Okay, 35
okay.
For me. 35. And you know, my friend, we were at Target last night, and she was talking about, because she's having a lot of problems physically with all these surgeries she's been having. She's on workman's comp. And she's like, oh, you can live with this for, like, whatever, you know, or you're not going to die, like, right away. And she's like, yeah, for 15 years, I want something, because they say, because she wants to get stents, and they say it's best to do when you're 50. And she's like, well, I don't want to wait, like, 13 years. And I'm thinking, shit, is it 13 years I'm going to be 50? Right? I'm like,
oh, my God.
Okay. And I was thinking, I was at the register, and I'm like, oh, my God, 13 years? That went by fast, just 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God. And I don't have a freaking kid to prove it. I don't have a kid, and I'm not married. It's like, okay, I'm just going to have to go get, like, inseminated or something. I don't know. Hello, are we still... Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I'm here. Okay, I don't know. I'm like, did I just quiet the room up? It should
no.
be like... Okay, well, I think we're both... Carly and I are both... in the same boat. We're going to have to go together.
I know.
To like
no,
a,
but wait.
A
facility. But wait, Bridget. Wait, Bridget doesn't have
oh,
kids either.
I keep forgetting Bridget does it. But was it your choice, Bridget, or was there something physically? I don't know if you don't mind me asking. Was it just your choice or?
What?
That you couldn't have kids. Was it just a choice or?
It was circumstances that, yeah, it was a bad
yeah.
thing.
See,
yeah.
And see, the problem is that I could probably get pregnant if I had the guy, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know, but I kind of helped raise my nieces, so I kind of know you gotta
well,
sacrifice a lot.
I got
lot.
Enough kids
well,
on my bus I can handle.
I know.
I come home by myself.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
and Carly here is going to be having some more either nieces or nephews, so she's already going to
yeah.
have a handful. So basically,
yeah,
her dad says,
my
don't worry
goes,
about
honey,
having kids.
No, he goes, the person who is off, it was
yeah.
never really on.
Yeah, I know. There was already a bunch of grandkids there, so yeah, the pressure's off now. I'm more off.
You know, like, you know, I mean, you know, because the oldest, I mean, even though she's adopted, is from 18 to right now 3 years old, and you know, we are gonna have Mo, and that's when my parents like, no, it's okay, you're good.
Oh, but now, yeah, and now my nieces are at a time where they can have kids of their own if they wanted to, you know? I mean, they're at the age, but, you know,
okay,
my oldest
you're
niece
too
is
young.
26, so I'll just have to be a great aunt, and maybe I'll be a surrogate
okay.
mom to them or something,
but,
or, you
but
know?
But remember, like, what I think of a great aunt is, like, old and, you know.
Oh, shut up. It's just like Phyllis and Y&R. She hates being a grandmother, you know. Okay, now what's going on with that storyline? Do you think that Daisy and Danny are going to, like, fall for each other or what?
God, I hope not.
I love Abby and Daniel.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
I know. And right now, on today's show, Daniel realized that Summer needs her mother, and so I think Daniel's
yep.
just deciding to have Daisy go live with him. And I think,
yes,
did
yep.
you see
he told
Daisy's,
her today he was.
Did
he
you
wondered.
See her face?
I
did
know.
You see Daisy's face when he said that? She was like, it's like the light switch went on in her face.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to play everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's probably
yeah.
playing this for all it's
she's
worth.
She's already playing people against each other already.
I know.
Yeah.
On opposite sides.
Poor Daniel. Poor Daniel.
Poor Dan.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. Biz, what I was gonna ask you really quick is if Victor and Megan has worked it out yet. I mean,
no, I don't think so.
I love.
Have
yeah,
they?
Megan should not be. Maybe he should not be mad at
no,
Caleb and
Victor
Brady.
No, came over to her house and told her he loved her. And she
I know, and she
shut his face.
Yeah, she shut the door in his face,
and
Carly.
And then Steph won't tell Nathan the truth, the little bitch.
Okay, now, on Y&R, I'm sorry, on Y&R, what is with Jana? She made that phone call, and
yes.
she's the one that called social services, I think,
yes.
right?
Yes.
What is with her? What is she trying to do?
Because she wants Kevin back, and she hates that Chloe is close to him.
Does Kevin
even
want Jana back?
Catherine
like that?
Told Kevin and